Blog Talk Radio.
Ooh. What up?
Egyptian, tell them to go on, eviction. This one, yeah, it's had a bug gal edition. See them gal that contradiction. Them say them sitting tight, a bare fiction. The whole of them a beat. Body smoking, cigarette. Shit nice, figure it. Get them the rollerblades, tell them to ski it. Stay out doing them Jamaican tips. All I do is sign booths and be taking pics. Got the new Benz, the color of a bacon pit. Got a spot in every state, Dalmatian shit. Got it's young money, old money, real good money. Ain't do a feature that wasn't on Billboard, honey. Kingston, Remo, Waterhouse, Jungle, Barbie. Man, I've enough gal in a bar.
Tell me what you want, yeah. Put me on the road, yeah. Yeah, you give me the prices.
Your girl, Lushy Lush, live in the building, man, and you know what it is, man. We giving you what you want, what you need. It's Friday. Everybody gets paid on Friday, man. It's payday. You know what I'm saying? Party time. Oh, yes, party time. We live here. Shout out to New York Worldwide International, the DMV. We here. We going to have Keys. Y'all remember Keys? Keys is from Baltimore, female MC. Yeah, she battled. She battled, and she put out that disjoint with your girl, Nicki Minaj, out there. So she's going to be live in the building with us talking about, you know what I'm saying, you know, what's new with her, what's cracking, lacking, you know what I mean? And then on top of that, we're going to have your boy Young Stacks, Stack Bundle's little brother, live in the building on Lush Radio Online, man. It's not a game, man. We giving you the real, man. You heard? We are the people's voice, yo. Lushy Lush live in the building. You know what I'm saying? And I got the one, the only, the boy, your boy, Future Guru, my co-host, man, representing the Irvington, New Jersey area. Yo, what up, Guru?
Yo, Lush, what it is. Shout out to Lush Girls International. I got it popping right now. I'm on Twitter, but I'm in the mix. And I got to say shout out to Ebonesha and Genius. You know, the team and K-Star Beauty, Cookie, what it do. Everybody that's supporting Lush Radio Online, Chocolate Mrs., Inglewood Diva, Miss Caramel Ty, the team is shaping up. You already know what it is. Sierra LaShawn, check it out. There's more and more and more to stay tuned for. You already know. Lush, I got to tell you one thing. You already know I'm in the mix. I'm in and out. I don't want to be too much noise on the show, so if I drop, it's because I'm working. I'm really working right now. I sent you a DM. You already know what it is. But I had to be on time for the show. I love everybody that's calling in tonight. If you know I'm here. But you already know Lush gonna hold it down. So let's get it in, y'all.
That's what it is. We got Keys live on the show, Guru. Keys, you know what I'm saying? She did that disjoint against Nicki Minaj and everything like that. She out of B-More, young up-and-coming artist. She's going to be live on the show with us. And we're also going to have Young Stacks, Stacks Bundles, your little brother, you know what I'm saying, live on the show with us, rocking out real quick. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I know that's right. Yeah, y'all know I'm in the mix. I'm on the road right now with my truck in about 40 minutes. I got a delivery to make. You know, it's only paper. And I love everybody calling in tonight, so support your boy while I'm out here trying to get this bread. It's just a little something I got to do. So y'all hang in there. You know, I love everybody calling in. Everybody listening. Everybody supporting us on Twitter. Let's go. Y'all already know what it is. Yeah.
That's what it is.
Shout out to Emma. I got to give Emma a shout out. Don't let me forget. Emma 2K is in the building with the Street Queens running it down. I'm loving the fact that she support Lush to the fullest. That's what it is. That's her sister. I'm shouting out Emma and I'm shouting out Natalia, Columbia Princess. Let's rock and roll. Y'all know what it is. We rock and rolling too.
That's what it is. I'm going to take them back to an old school joint. Y'all remember AC, Another Bad Creation, Aisha? I'm going to take y'all back, man. You know what I'm saying? We're taking it back real quick and we're going to come back. We should have Keys on the line with us in a few seconds, yo. Aisha, ABC, Another Bad Creation. Let's go.
Thank you. out.
Yeah, we taking it back, man. Aisha, another bad creation. Where was you at when you first heard that jizzoing, man? That definitely took me back to them good old days, you know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? You know, the times of Chris Cross and all that, you know what I'm saying? And the boys, man, you know, back in the day when I was young and not a kid anymore. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to go ahead and throw it to some DMX real quick. Because a lot of cats, you know what I'm saying, y'all been eating long enough, but y'all need to stop being greedy. You know what I'm saying? We're taking it back to the old DMX, you know what I'm saying? I think that was a classic album right there. So we're going to go ahead and throw that to y'all real quick right there. DMX, man, y'all been eating long enough, man. Real talk. Feed the needy, man. Let's go. Let's radio, man. We turned all the way up. It's Friday.
I've been eating long enough now, stop being greedy. Keep it real, partner, give me the need. Rips and touch, but don't make me wait. Fuck around and I'm gonna wake you, snap the plate. I can flip that flow, I can stick that hoe, I can get that dough, you know I'm with that Joe. Ain't a thing about this shit I can't do, I haven't seen. But when it gets dark, it's like a nigga's having dreams. All night then, the light then, dessert, got me like it. Everybody wants to hurt, why? Paranoid, so I strike out at whatever. Closest thing to me's gon' get it, but never. I'ma keep holding on to what's left is gone. You can put that on, my nigga, boom. These other rap cats will give a nigga room. But if it costs for me to cross my way in the door, hunting motherfuckers, stay on the floor. Fall, that's when I get sick with. Four more, now all this is liquid. I've been eating long enough now, stop being greedy. Let's keep it real, partner, gifted and easy. There's a touch, that don't make me wait. Fuck around and I'ma fight you, snap the plate. I've been eating long enough now, stop being greedy. Let's keep it real, partner.
I thank the Lord every day that I'm blessed with the gift. I'm the best, so unless you wanna fresh with the shit, don't touch that. Leave it alone. When you walk past the doghouse, leave it a bone.
Dog fight, dog spike, dog sight. Scratch, shake, and hold all night. So when you hit it, start running. Cause when you hit it, I'm coming.
But I don't like drama, so I say to myself, keep focused with this rap shit and pray for the wealth. I want the money.
Head wide open, begging me to stop, but at least he died hoping. Didn't get his wrist, now he's a dish for the pack. Two glowing red eyes, everything else black.
I've been eating long enough now, stop being greedy. Just keep it real, partner, give shit and eat. Ribs just touch it, just don't make me wait. Fuck around and I'm gonna wipe you, snatch the plate.
I've been eating long enough now, stop being greedy. Just keep it real, partner, give shit and eat. Ribs just touch it, just don't make me wait. Fuck around and I'm gonna wipe you, snatch the plate.
When the sun is up, the gun is up on the shelf. And all the runners up are thanking me for their help. Hoping that they're not around when it gets dark outside. Sun's going down, you hear the bark outside.
Locks off the cage with the buckshot dragon. You've been lucky all day, that's where your luck stops. One drop, then another, and another. Gun pops, going through you, hit your mother.
We left it all in, I found a friend in the dark. Cause fucking with these cats, you send a friend to the mall. Many questions, no answers, stress. Try to hold my head, and remember that I'm blessed.
With the curse and the curse, time goes by.
I've been eating long enough now, stop being greedy. Just keep it real, partner, give to the needy. Rips just touch it, just don't make me wait. Fuck around and I'm gonna fight you, snatch the plate.
I've been eating long enough now, stop being greedy. Just keep it real, partner, give to the needy. Rips just touch it, just
touch you. So don't make me wait. Fuck around and I'm gonna bite you. Snatch the plate.
Y'all been eating long enough now. Stop being greedy. Keep it real, partner. Give me the knee. Rich is touching. So don't make me wait.
Dial this up on the Lush Lines right now. 347-826-7722. 347-826-7722.
And we're back, and you're live on Lush Radio Online, man. We gave you ABC, another black creation, man. Where was you at when you first heard Aisha? You know what I'm saying? We played that joint right there for y'all, and we just gave you DMX. Y'all been eating all it up now. Stop being greedy. Keep it real, boss. Get to the needy. You're live on Lush Radio Online, man. We turned all the way up. It's Follow Friday. Tell us who you following on Twitter and what's your Twitter. Call in at 347-826-7722. I got the world famous Future Guru live in the building, man, on the grind with me, on the grind time on Lush Radio Online, man. Back on the line with Future Guru. And Guru, we got another caller from the 773. Peace caller. That looks like what? The Chi-Town? What up? 773 was good. 773?
773
was good.
That's Chi-Town. So they shy today. Okay, we moving on.
That's what it is. You know, shout out to Chi-Town, though. They can still listen, though, man. Thank you, Chi-Town. Chi-Town live in the building with us on Lush Radio Online. We're supposed to have Keys live on the line with us on Lush Radio Online, man. We just giving y'all some hot music, man, this Friday, man. There's some people on the Twitter check-in. Google, you got some people on the Twitter check-in that you want people to follow right now on Twitter?
Hell to the yeah. I'm on something right now. I got a shout-out right now on Twitter because I think she's going to be on the team. I'm pretty positive she's going to be on the team. So shout-out to Anna May. You already know. A-N-A-H-M-A-E. On Twitter, because if you go to that Twitter, boy, oh, boy, I'm talking to the G's right now. And you do girls on girls. I might as well keep it real. If you girls on girls, go check Anime. If you G's up, go check out Anime. You already know. Lush Girls International is a movement. And while you're doing it, check out LushGirlsIntl. That's what it is. Lush Girls International. I can't stress it enough. We promote models and artists. And it's one more I want to definitely give a shout out to. My man Fresh South Queens, Vic Pro, Lazy K, Murder Baby on Twitter all day. You know the team. Deck Entertainment, you know the team. VC Barbie, Tone Trump, you know the team. Lush, they support Lush, we support them. We trying to get to the money, but we support them. So let's go.
That's what it is.
No game. Shout out to Money L for real. I know he's busy. I know AK Chop is busy. Shout out to the whole Marcy. You know they show love.
Okay.
You know what it is.
Mm-hmm. Wild up, you know what I'm saying? Like I said, we're going to have Keys live in the building, female MC. You know what I'm saying? She came out with that diss joint, you know, with Nicki Minaj. But the girl is a monster. She's getting it in, man. So female MCs, watch out now, man. She's coming straight from the B-more, the home of the Y. You already know, home of Snoop, you know what I'm saying, from the Y. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Money Man out there, DMV, what up? You know what I'm saying? We here. Keys going to be live in the building with us. And we also got Young Stacks Bundles, Young Brother live on the line with us too later on. So we going in tonight, yo. Let's go to the line and see if we got the wonderful and lovely Keys. What up, Keys? Is this Keys? Is this Keys?
Yes, Keys. What it do, y'all?
Hey, what it do?
What it do?
We on you.
What's up? I'm chilling. I guess I came in at the right time. She was really shouting me out there.
Yeah.
That's what it is, man. Let's get Keith some Lush Radio love.
Thank you.
Keith, you got any shout-outs and everything before we get into it, babe? Any shout-outs?
Yeah, shout out to the whole Violator management, Big Tone holding me down over there. Shout out to the whole Baltimore scene, Boss Man, Mully Man, Canar Records. We about to get it in.
That's what it is. Shout out to my boy Mully Man. That's my homeboy. We went to college together. That's my homie for real. You know what I'm saying? So salute to him. Shout out to the whole B-More area, man. Y'all definitely get it in. Shout out to my girl Boots out there for her hood punishes and stuff like that. Man, so Keys, man.
Definitely.
You know, you a problem right now, man. You a problem right now. You was getting it in, man.
I'm trying. You know what I mean? I'm just saying what's on my mind, and some people feeling it, and, you know, other people going to have what they got to say about it. But at the end of the day, I'm having fun with it, and I'm just expressing my opinion, and that's just what it's going to be.
So to start off, man, what inspired you to get into the, you know, the music business and everything like that? What motivated you to get into it?
You know, I've always had just a passion for hip-hop my whole life, but honestly, like, I really wasn't pursuing music like that as a career. I was in school doing my thing for real. It was just like, with all the hype that the video got, I got a pretty big fan base that wanted to see mixtapes and wanted to see albums and stuff like that from me. So I went ahead and reignited that love for hip-hop and was like, well, I'm going to go ahead and, you know, give them what they asked for. But, you know, like I tell people all the time, I really wasn't pursuing it like that. You know, a lot of the things that other people feel like is that it doesn't really faze me too much. I just do it because I have a fan base that wants to see me do it. So.
That's what it is. And the other thing I wanted to ask you is, you know, can you put your Twitter out there? This is Follow Fridays, Freestyle Friday. So put your Twitter out there because we definitely go hard with the Twitter. So people can, you know, definitely follow you right now at the moment. If they don't know, so they going to know, man, that this is a problem right here. Keys is live in the building with us. Put that Twitter out there, Keys.
Most definitely. The Twitter is Keys_theproblem. That's KEYS_theproblem. Oh yeah, hit me on Twitter. I'll definitely be problematic on the Twitter game too.
I heard you be going in on the Twitter, Keith. I heard you be going in on the Twitter, man. On the Twitter, definitely.
You know,
man.
I don't like subliminal tweets. Like, don't be talking about me on your Twitter, but you're just not trying to say my name. Like, I'm gonna have to go in on you on Twitter too.
You heard that, man. That's why they call Keys a problem. You better watch out. Make sure your game is together when you're dealing with Keys, man. I'm going to throw it to my co-host over there in Jersey. I'm going to throw it over there with my co-host from Jersey. Ghoul, you got a question for Keys?
Yeah, I just lit up on Twitter. I'm about to go in. So I see you rocking on Twitter. So keep up the good work. You know, we go hard and bang on Twitter, too. So, you know what? I understand what you're saying about the subliminals. You know, it happens all the time. Not to me, but, you know, I see y'all, you know. So, but, you know, generally speaking, I'm a support your page. You know, me and Lush, you know, we just want to introduce you to how we do it on Twitter. So, why don't you just hit that follow back, and I'm going to let everybody know you on the show. We got our Twitter popping while we on live. That's how we do. And for the most part, congratulations. Welcome to welcome to Lush Radio fam. That's how we do. We support our fam after they get off the show. So ain't no one-time deal. Ain't no one-shot deal here. Let everybody know how we do here. You already know.
That's what it is, man.
Thank you so much.
You know it. I just left her Twitter. I'm about to hit it up again. Oh, as a matter of fact, by the way, she sounds like a sweetheart on over the phone. So, you know. I'm really just letting everybody know right now. We got some real official guests on the show right now. And she sounds educated and well-spoken. You know, I want to put that out there for everybody that's listening today. We acknowledge. Y'all hear it.
Wait,
thank you. You know, I switch up real fast when it comes down to it. It's nothing to take it back.
We understand that, baby. We understand that, man. What is the hardest thing that you had to deal with, you know what I'm saying, being in the industry? What was the hardest thing that you thought that you had to deal with?
The hardest thing that I think I'm dealing with right now personally is just, like, reminding myself of why I do what I do and the person that I am. Like, I really don't do the things that I do or rap the things that I rap about for other people. I do it just because it's what I feel and it's what I like and it's the things that I feel like I need to say. But along the lines with all the attention that you get, you do sometimes lose track of that, and you kind of say what you think people want to hear. But all in all, at the end of the day, it's about going home knowing that you did what you wanted to do and you said it how you wanted to say it. So for me, it's just about staying focused with even all the whirlwind that I'm caught up in right now. I just have to, you know what I mean, hold on to the person that I am, and, you know, at the end of the day, I'm going to still be me regardless. So it's just reminding myself of who I am and why I do what I do. Just because it's hard, you know what I mean, with all eyes on you, it really gets down to the wire like that. But, I mean, it is what it is. I'm grateful that the train just, yeah.
That's what it is. Right now, if you're listening to Lush Radio Online, man, call in at 347-826-7722. Right now, we have Keys live in the building, man, and she is a problem live on the show. So I'm going to go ahead and throw it to Google. Google, I know you got your famous question, you know, when you asked about those producers.
Yeah. You know, if she in the studio, yeah, let us have it, man. We definitely shouting out producers. This is... Every night, every Friday is when we get these guests on, man. We want to acknowledge those helping each other in the game, because basically that's what it is, you know. So why don't you just tell us some of the producers you feeling out there? Who you working with, actually? Like, you know, let it be known. Put them on the map.
For the main part, I've been working with my local producers. Some guys part of Canard Records. It's a guy, Young K, and another guy, Ron, and they really just... We've been going in, like, after my mixtape, I'm working on, like, a EP, just a lot of single tracks. So right now I'm kind of stepping outside of Baltimore, working with some out-of-town producers, but I always try to hold down my city first. So shout-out to Young K and Ron from Canard Records. They going in.
That's what it is. Shout out to everybody out there that's definitely following Keys right now at this moment. Google's going in on the Twitter, you know what I'm saying, like he always does, going ham right now. And I have another question for you, Keys. What are some of the new projects you're working on right now? Like, let us know some of those new projects you got popping off for the people. Let them know.
Yeah, my mixtape just dropped on the 22nd. You know, they wilding about it. It's called The Infiltration. It's on, you can get it on DatPiff. You can get it on mixtapewire.com. But on DatPiff, just type in Keys, The Infiltration, and you can download that for free on air. And everybody's feeling it. It's definitely going in. It's definitely showing y'all what I'm really about. And right now I'm working on an extended play, so y'all definitely be getting, you know, the singles and original tracks and all of that. And that's going to be coming up very soon. So, yeah, just stay tuned. But definitely go cop that mixtape.
Yeah, that's what it is. We're going to go into a quick song of yours real quick, and then we're going to come back with more questions with Keith. So make sure that you guys call in. Ain't Over. Tell us about the inspiration behind this song real quick and introduce it to us.
Yeah, this song is Ain't Over. It's on that Drake beat. It's just pretty much saying what it is. A lot of people, you know, because of how hard I came into the game, wanted to just be a, you know, a one-time thing, but it's just basically putting it out there, like, we are as far from over. I'm just getting started. So, yeah, that's the inspiration behind that. It's one of my favorites on the mixtape.
That's what it is. We're going to go ahead and play this Over remix right here with Keys on it. Murder, baby, let's go. Lush Radio. You
hey.
Did.
I don't care who track it was. It's mine now. I see way too many people here right now that want me gone, but who the fuck are y'all?
Like, really,
I swear it feels
the
like the last 3 weeks I got every
I
kind
know they
of phone
who
call.
Keys is, but
I
like,
just
really,
do not
who
answer
the fuck
them
are
all.
You?
What are they saying? What are they chatting? Oh, yeah, that's right, they chatting Keys. They chatting Keys. I'm killing shit right now, bitch, and it's what I'ma do. Tell it's over.
Okay.
That it's over,
okay.
Bitch, it's far from over.
Okay, before we go elsewhere, let's get shit
okay.
clear. I ain't going in no more, cause I'm already in
okay.
here. I don't know where y'all at, I just know that I rap. Cause hip-hop started with real shit, so
I'm here to take it
you
back.
See, I come from where you would never go to.
I visited that hood you rep, they say that they don't know you.
But my hood stand behind me like a motherfucking backdrop.
If you ever come here, better fold this like a laptop.
No, I don't see the issue here. This is not an argument. Keys will kill him every time. Just tell me who my target
nah,
is.
Bitch, I ain't a hater. Just don't tolerate that bullshit.
So if you worship that fake shit, then get about the pulpit.
This is such a revolution. This is rap evolution.
We might have to get rid of some, but y'all don't like the outcome.
Your fans are real disappointed. But Kiki's newly appointed
as a real shit movement leader. You can't be. You should join it.
I see y'all here right now that
wishing and
gone,
praying and hoping and shit.
Y'all, I swear it feels like the last 3 weeks
praying that I
got every kind of phone call. I just do not answer
them all.
I'm not
going nowhere.
What are they saying?
What
are they chanting?
Oh yeah, that's right, they chanting keys. They chanting keys.
I'm killing shit right now, bitch, and it's what I'ma do till it's over. Till it's over. Bitches fall from
round
over.
Two.
Now please don't get offended if I say I gotta out you. I do this for hip hop. This is not about you. I'm just trying to take the game back to what it used to be.
Real MCs with real flow.
None of that tomfoolery. Now this is not my belt.
Okay.
I have not yet reached my prime.
That's right.
I am only 21.
Imagine when I'm 29.
I'ma be a classic. No, I'ma be Jurassic.
Your bitches won't want touch me like a motherfucking cactus.
They hard heads. I think I gotta burn them like they acid.
Fucking with me, I'll have to escort them to their casket.
They call me Kiki Allen Poe. I stay writing on that dog shit.
Bitches need a hot shot.
That's why they do not spark shit.
Jaws why it's shut, so that's why they do not talk shit.
I'm a Spartan, march alone, don't give a fuck about who they are with.
Now they wanna tap into me like a motherfucking Wi-Fi.
Okay.
I'm a fucking skydive.
Okay.
Compared
okay.
to me, they high five.
Damn. Like sometimes I hear the shit that I be spitting and surprise my goddamn self. Like, yo, what the fuck? That bitch crazy. So I know you bitches breaking album sweats. I know you bitches trying to call everybody. But it's far from over. I love this shit.
Coming through the DMV right now. Pulled up, popped the laptop. Guess what was on? My girl Lush. Lush Radio Online. Yo, what it do? Know the name, know the difference. N-O-E. It's your boy Noah in the building. You know what I'm saying?
That's what it is, man. Another V-More native, man. We live in the building on Lush Radio Online with your girl Keys, man. That was that remix of Over, live in the building. We got more music from Keys, you know what I'm saying? Are you a Spartan? Yeah, we live in the building. Live on Lush Radio Online, baby. Yeah, Keys, yeah.
Let's get it.
That's what it is. That's what it is, definitely. I have a question. I want to ask you, man, what inspired you? This is a big question everybody asks. What inspired you to do that diss joint on YouTube? What inspired you to just, you know, go head on, you know, at Nicki like that, man? What made you, you know, go ahead and do that diss joint?
It was just really, like, it was random for me, you know what I mean? It's not like I was sitting around plotting on the day that I was going to drop a YouTube video about, you know, a Nicki Minaj diss, but it just came out like that, and it just happened to get all that attention. It was definitely wasn't orchestrated, definitely wasn't planned out, but, you know, it just happened to get that much attention. It was just really something that was done for fun, for real. Like, man, this bitch is whack. Look, and these are the reasons why, you know, but I had no idea it was going to get to that, you know, level. But, hey, everything happens for a reason, so.
Well, it definitely catapulted you up there, and, you know, definitely people are looking for, you know, that material and stuff coming out for you. And we definitely expect the best from you, Keys, because you definitely doing your thing out there. And we do, I've actually never really seen too many females coming out of Baltimore that's MCs, that's really getting noticed like that. So you really going to put the DMV on the map as a female MC, you know? So, you know, that's how you feel about that? Like, you feel like there's kind of like, you know, like depression because you're the female. Like, I haven't seen any female coming out the DMV, you know, that's getting as much attention like you are. So, I mean, how you feel about that?
I mean, I'm just grateful for the opportunity. You know, it's definitely a lot of pressure just because, like you said, nobody has really been doing it from the DMV. So it's kind of like, you know, Baltimore and, you know, just the DMV itself, they pin it on my back. Like, Keys, you out there, you gotta ride for us, you know what I mean? So, I mean, I graciously accept the challenge, and I'm going to just do me to the best of my ability and, you know, go in like the best way I know how.
Yeah, definitely, because the only other cats, you know what I'm saying, that I know that's really done it, you know what I'm saying, big out of the B-more area, you know, when it comes to music, was Mully doing this thing and NOE, you know what I mean? Those are the other cats that I noticed. So for you as a female coming back, you know what I'm saying, I definitely support you, man, because I'm out here in the DMV, you know what I mean? But, you know, we international, you know what I'm saying? We got cats listening from all over, so we definitely salute you, man. You know what I mean? DMV got your back, Key, so go ahead and do it, man. Go ahead and kick the doors down with them heels, baby. You know what I'm saying? For real.
Most definitely. I'm going in. Y'all cover me.
Yeah, man. So tell us about the whole Spartan thing, man. Where did that whole Spartan concept come from?
The Spartan concept just pretty much came from, like, if you know, look into history at all, or even if you've seen the movie 300. The
uh-huh.
Spartans was, you know, a group of people. At one point, it was only 300 of them, but they was, like, you know, the strongest warriors of that age. And even though it was only 300 of them, they were still able to march against huge masses and, you know, do what they had to do. So it's pretty much parallel to what my fans go through, you know. Even though we're not the larger mass, we still go hard and not care about, you know, how it's going to end up at the end of the day. We just go hard. So it's pretty much parallel. So I call my fans Spartans just because they go hard. They don't care how many numbers you got. We coming for you, and we just don't care. So, yeah.
That's what it is, man. You make me want to say, yo, this is Sparta! For real. For real, man. We about to go into this joint right here. I'm a Spartan. You know what I mean? Keys, you want to introduce this joint real quick?
Yeah, this is definitely the Spartan anthem right now. Definitely explaining to you why we say we Spartans and what it means if you a Spartan. So if you a Spartan, go ahead and get that Spartan salute right now. And, yeah, let's get it in.
That's what it is, man. Everybody, man, I'm a Spartan.
Hey!
That's what it is, man. Get your spot and salute up, man. Be more, stand up, worldwide, stand up, man. Let's radio online, man. We got keys in the building. Yep, I'm a Spartan. We back on the line with the girl, girl, keys. Yeah. That's what was high right there. That's what was high. That's high right there, man. We're going to go ahead and throw it to my boy, boy, Teacher Guru over there in Jersey. Guru, you got another question for Keith?
Yeah, I just like her flow, so I'm just going to keep it real. Like, when you're in the studio, I'm actually, like, asking you, like, do you, actually, do you get your inspiration before you get to the studio, while you're in the studio, or just do it just come, like, you know, just get your concept? Because I know a lot of people out here don't really get in the studio with concepts. So we already on the concept version right now, just from the beginning of the song. So I'm actually what's inspiring you right now? Outside, inside, just being in the studio, what's really good?
You know, to me, I just try to, you know, I definitely do work off a concept. Like, I'm a storyteller. Like, I like to always tell a story and paint a picture in a song. So once I get that beat, once I get that instrumental, and the instrumental is telling me what story that it's trying to tell, I pretty much try to bring that to life. Sometimes it's just a party song where, you know, it ain't really quite going too deep, but most of the time I like to tell a story. So most of the time if I'm going to the studio, I pretty already much was spent some time painting the different pictures that I want to paint with each song. So when I go in the studio, it's all about just that delivery and putting it together. So, yeah, it's definitely a concept thing for me. I don't like to rush much. I like to make sure that each song is saying what it's supposed to say. So, yeah.
That's what it is. That's what it is, man. We live in the building with your girl Keys right there, man. You already know what it is. The other question I have for you, sweetheart, is how do you feel women are looked at in the industry? How do you feel like women are portrayed and looked at in the industry right now?
I think that it's easier for people to expect females to play the softer side and to, you know, play off the sexual role. And when you have females like me that don't want to play that soft and submissive lane all the time, because I do play that role in some songs, because at the end of the day, I'm still a female, you know. You can't just attack every song like you just go hard, hard, hard. But I think that when a woman is addressing issues that don't get addressed every day and, you know, is cursing and just like, listen, this is what I have to say, but take it back by it because they feel like that's not what they're used to. So I think that especially in this day and age, women are expected to play a certain role in hip-hop. They're expected to play the video hoe, but with lyrics. So, you know, that's what it's been, but I'm certainly not going to do that. My favorite saying is I'd rather live on my feet. I'm sorry, I'd rather die on my feet than to live on my knees, which is pretty much saying I'm not going to, you know, sell myself out just to be successful. At the end of the day, I am who I am, and I like who I am, and, you know, I'm doing what I'm doing right now so people can, because people asking me to do it. At the end of the day, if nobody ever downloads a mixtape, I'm still going to be key, so that's just what it is.
That's what it is. That's definitely what it is, key. I got a caller from the block number live on the line. Caller from the block number, you got a question for Key. State your name and where you calling from, baby.
Hey, girlfriend, what it do? I need no introduction. This big thing from the West Coast, Bay Area, what it is, sweetheart? How you doing today?
What's good with you, big thing?
Man, hey, I'm just getting it in. Hey, I keep hearing about this female named Miss Keys. Shout out to Big Tone. Shout out to Violator West Management. Hey, you know what it is. I'm just trying to, you know, get it cracking for her down here in the Bay. My question to Miss Keys, hey, how you doing, sweetheart? First of all, how you doing today?
I'm doing good, and yourself?
Oh, man, getting it in pretty much. And all of this question have been asked, but I'm going to ask it anyway because I just want to get an idea from you. For any female MCs, who have you ever looked up to, like you know, for the role model or even not that? Who influenced you in the game that, you know, that got you into this for being an MC and being a fierce female MC as you are?
I think that
a lot of females in the game have inspiration that they all can offer in their own different ways. You know what I mean? I can grab some inspiration from Lil' Kim, you know, when she first was coming out. She had that aggression that we hadn't really seen from a lot of prior females before her. So I could grab some inspiration from her, MC Light. But in my book, Lauryn Hill would definitely be my top girl. Like, she, me and her definitely have a lot of parallel thoughts and views on life, I feel. So I would definitely say Lauryn Hill. But I feel like everybody is owed some respect. All the predecessors, even Remy, MC Light, all of them have something that you could draw inspiration from. So, yeah.
That's what it is. That's what it is. Thanks, Big Thing. Stay on the line with us. And Keys, man, are there anything you doing out there? I know B-More, you know, there's a lot of different things going out in B-More. Do you do any community activities, or do you inspire to do anything out there in B-More for the community?
Yeah, you know, recently I've been traveling out on the road a lot, but we have block parties, and, you know, we have a back-to-school thing coming up for the kids, and I'm definitely there. Whenever anybody reaches out to me for any kind of community thing, I'm always there. We have a thing about to pop off at Drew Hill Park. I don't know if you're familiar with Drew Hill Park, but for, you know, just charities and everything like that, that's the things that I like to jump at first. I don't really, you know, the clubs is fun too, but when it's a meaning behind it, I'm always definitely jumping at those first, so yeah. You always
be in the passing bottom. That's what it is. I definitely like that whole concept with that, because we definitely try to give back on Lush Radio Online. And since you in B-More, I definitely got to check you out there, man, because I'm in B-More a lot. You know, shout out to Busy B out there, and my boy Sonny Brown out there too. You know, shout out to all the promoters out there in Baltimore. The other thing I want to ask you was this infiltration, man. This mixtape looked like it's about to be crazy right now. You know that it's crazy. This mixtape. You know, tell us some of the flavors you've given us in the infiltration, man. Tell us some of the flavors you've given us in it.
You know, infiltration for me was really like an attack mixtape, like. It definitely has a lot of, it has some softer songs on there too. I remixed Tierra Marie's Sponsor, and I kind of flipped that and was like, yeah, you know, why do you have a sponsor when you can sponsor yourself? And I did that too. But on a lot of the tracks, just because of how I came into the game, like, you know, this and Nicki with all of that, a lot of the tracks really go in. You're still going to get that battle rap feel from a lot of the songs, but I still definitely showed you my range, I feel like, and showed you what I can do on songs. But I think that when some of these singles come out that's about to hit, people will be able to see a little bit more about my musical view, you know, on life. Like, I like to do a lot of more positive songs. And I mean, I like Infiltration Express of just one facet of Keys, which is the key that I will kill you and you can't fuck with me. That was that aspect, but I think that when I get to do some of these singles, I'll be able to switch it up and show you a little bit more of, you know, what I'm really about, which is really addressing more deeper issues besides the fact that you can't rap better than me. You know, that's just one facet of key.
And, you know, if you had any kind of advice to give these youth outside in the community, what kind of advice would you give them, you know, when it comes to getting in the industry?
Getting in the industry, I always tell people my first thing is to be yourself. Be yourself because, first of all, it's business smart. Because if you come into the game different than what any other girl is doing, or whatever for that matter, if you're coming into the game doing something different than what everybody else is doing, then you make yourself irreplaceable. If there's no other you, then you make yourself sort after. If, you know, record labels are like, well, we're not going to be able to find this person anywhere else because nobody's doing it like they're doing. You make yourself that one person that nobody else can be. If you come into the game trying to sound like somebody else or dressing how somebody else is dressing or running a lane that they're doing, I promise you there's a million people that's doing that too.
So coming to the game and just set yourself apart, like, listen, I'm not doing what they're doing. I'm on a completely different mat. And then at the end of the day, if people don't like it, you still get to go home and say, well, that was me. You know what I mean? I showed y'all what I'm about. If y'all are not down with it, then, you know, go about your business. And, you know, take criticism and just learn and do it, because if you're not doing it because you really love to do it, then it's not the thing to do, because that will reflect in your music also.
That's definitely true. That's definitely a true point right there. Man, you need to just be like a public speaker for real. I'm definitely impressed by you, young lady. I'm impressed by you, young lady.
So, Keys, we got a lot of producers out there that might want to submit you some hot tracks so you can burn it, you know what I'm saying, out. You got any, you got a email or anything, or should they hit you up on your Twitter to try to connect with you, to try to feed you some of these hot tracks?
Yeah, most definitely. If you go to my Twitter, which is Keys_theproblem, don't know it by heart because I think it's a little long, but and it's a new email address that I got. But if you go to my Twitter, which is Keys_theproblem, and in my bio, there's all the information there where you can contact me, and there's an email address there where you can email me some beats. And we definitely, you know, looking to work with different producers. So if you feel like you got that heat, definitely go ahead and send it in.
Yeah, definitely. You can email Violator West management email at bigtonegets@me.com or call 424-354-9332. And make sure you follow Keys right now. Follow Keys right now and say that you heard her on Less Radio Online. Follow her right now. It's Keys_theproblem. Follow her right now, man. Keys is a problem. Pimpin'. For real, man. Man, people are calling it all over the place right now, man. If you have a question for Keys, Keys, you ready to answer some quick questions for some of these listeners real quick?
Most definitely.
That's what it is, guys. Make it quick because we're going to wrap it up real quick. We got a caller from the 646 live in the building. Tell us your name and where you're calling from. That looks like New York, but what's your name and where you're calling from, 646? What's goody?
Hello?
What's up?
Hey, it's Precious. What's up,
Lush? What's up with you, sweetie?
Not much. I was listening to her speak, and my quick question for you is, what influenced you? You may have touched on it earlier, but I missed out on that part. So what influenced you to rap? Was it what you heard? Was it what you saw? What really influenced you?
Like I said, like my love for hip-hop has been all through my life. I guess if you're asking what influenced me to really get into the game, like I tell people all the time, it's just like the outcry that I've gotten and just the response that I've gotten just from some of the material I've been putting out lately that really encourages me to keep going with it and putting it out. But, you know, if it was up to me, but really and truthfully, if everything wouldn't have recently happened, I would have still just been writing and, you know, spitting my 16s to my friends. Like, I don't really have this big, you know, I don't really glorify, oh, I got a record deal and I'm up there. I mean, that's cool too, but that's not really where my love for hip-hop comes from, you know. But I just give my fans that I recently got what they act for, which is mixtapes and albums and shows. So, yeah.
That's what it is. Thanks, Precious. Stay on the line with us. This is our beautiful spokesmodel right here. She's so sexy. She live on the line with us. You know what I'm saying? Stay on the line, boo boo. You know what I'm saying? We got another caller from the block number. What's goody, man? You got a question for Keys? Caller from the block number, you got a question for Keys? Alrighty then, we're moving on to the next one, like Jay-Z say. 302, what state are you calling from, and what is your name? Do you have a question for Keys?
Yeah, my name is Kim, and I'm calling because, I love Keys.
Okay. Oh, thank you, baby girl.
What state are you calling from, sweetie?
Delaware.
Okay, all right, sweetie.
I know, because I've seen the first time I heard, you know, probably a lot of people heard it, because, you know, the disc got really hot, like, and I've seen that she was from Baltimore. I was like, well, that's not too far from where I'm from, and I've been to Baltimore plenty of times.
Right,
That's what's up, girl. You know, you got a question for her, you just wanted to just congratulate her and stuff.
Yeah. I just wanted to congratulate her because I think she's doing her thing and just forget what everybody's trying to say because, you know, them people ain't going to get you nowhere. Just keep motivated because I'm so glad that she's motivated and she's doing her thing. I mean, she's from Baltimore, the East Coast.
That's what's up, sweetie. We appreciate you.
That's all I'm going to do is keep doing my thing and, you know what I mean, you stay tuned and, you know, it's not going to do nothing but get bigger for me.
That's what it is, man. We got a caller from the 706. Tell me what state you calling from and what's your name, baby?
Calling from Georgia. My name is Daisy. I had a question for you, Keith. You ever see yourself working with Nicki Minaj in the future?
No. Probably not. No, I don't see it.
What about Kaya?
Kaya?
Kaya's
okay. You know what I mean? I don't. Who knows what the future holds? You never know what might happen. But you know, I just take one day at a time.
That's what it is. Thank you, caller, for calling in from there. We got a caller from the 404. That looks like ATL. Call it from the 404. You got a question for our girl, Keys. What up, 404? The phone lines is blowing the hell up. Dang, Keys. 404, you got a question for Keys. ATL, what up?
Hello?
Yeah, you live on the line, baby girl. What up?
I'm on line.
Yeah.
Hell no. I cannot stand Keys.
Oh, you can't come on here with that negativity, sweetheart. Okay.
Can't do that.
Let me tell everybody that's calling in. Please do not come on here with negativity. Call in, ask your question, make sure that it's respectable, because if not, I will put you on mute, okay? So we might come back to 404 in a quick second, because I'm going to give you time, because I don't want to hear no negativity, all right? Lush Radio Online speaks on positivity now, okay? 443, you're live. 443, you're live in the building on Lush Radio Online, man. You got a question for Keys, baby? Be more, what up? Baltimore, you're live on the line on Lush Radio Online. Baltimore, what's good?
Hey, what's good? It's your boy V. Wick coming from the show. Hey, yo, Keys, when you performing out to the show?
I'm about to start a little tour right now. We're going to call it Keys to the City Tour, and we definitely going to be coming to hitting all the cities for real. So, like I keep telling you, stay tuned to my Twitter, and whatever shows I'm doing, you'll be definitely able to see it on there. But yeah, definitely represent East Coast heavy first off.
Oh, that's a good look. All right.
Shout out to the Eastern Shore out there. Shout out to UMES out there, man. Hawk Pride, for real. That's what it is, man. We got another caller from the 41. God, the lines was going to hell up. Okay.
415. He's a big deal. What are you talking about? What's good? Can I be heard on here? I like to say, what's good? I'm calling from San Francisco, yes, and I am a Keys fan. I want to say thank you, Keys, for saving the female rap game, because we do need you, okay? If you ever come to San Francisco,
thank you so much, Mia.
Please let me know, because I'm opening a mic lounge, and I want you to come by and bless us, okay? So I'm following you on
Twitter.
Thank
you so much. Amy.
All right. Girl, do your thing. Block your haters out. Do you. You the truth. All right? And this is your girl, Taranda, a.k.a. Miss Lyric. You can follow me, too, Keys. And keep
definitely. Hit me on Twitter. I'll follow you back.
I got you. I'm already following you. But all right. Do your thing, girl.
Salute, baby girl.
That's what it is, man. Callers calling right now. We got Keys live on the line right now on Lush Radio Online, man. You already know what it is, giving you that exclusive interview live on the line, man. You Keys, you got people calling from all over, man. What's going on, girl? You killing them right now.
I always keep them talking, so, hey, that's what it is. I definitely get love from all over, and I'm just embracing it and loving it. And, yeah, we going in.
That's what it is. We got another caller from the 410 BMO. What up, baby? You're live on Lush Radio Online. State your name, man. You got a question for Keith?
Yeah, I want to say, first of all, I just love Keys, yo. When I first heard the diss, I was like, yo, she sound like Cassidy and Jadakiss and niggas like that, real rappers, not just Nicki Minaj fake stuff. And then I seen the article, because I'm from Baltimore, and it was in the city paper. It said, I like Cassidy, I like Jadakiss. I was like, I knew it. I could see it in her, you know?
Well, definitely. They definitely see people I looked up to always. You know, that bite that they have and just that lyrical, every bar make you be like, dag, make you think about every bar and make you, you know what I mean,
right.
Take you back on every bar. So, yeah, they definitely two of my main guys. And thank you so much for the support. Baltimore, we
no problem, no problem. Come on, get Infiltration 2. Try to hear that.
That's what's up. We getting it in.
That's what it is, man. All this love for Keys. All this love for Keys, baby. DMV stand up, worldwide stand up. Now I'm going to give 404 another chance. 404, are you coming in P404?
I'm peaceful.
Okay, all right. Now you got a question for Keys.
Okay, I want to know, why do you feel like instead of coming in the game, working hard, making your own mixtapes and, you know, grinding, that you had to take the easy route by dissing somebody who was already up there to get buzzed?
Because getting buzzed, quote unquote, was not the ultimate goal. The goal was to get on YouTube and express my opinion. I didn't care what people was going to think about it at the end of the day. It just happened that the outcome was that a lot of people agreed with me and that I got a lot of buzz. When the YouTube video went out, I didn't care what, if I got buzzed, if I got hate, I didn't care. I put it out there because that's what I wanted to say, and that's what I felt. And it seems as if a lot of people agree with what I felt. I still don't care if I get buzzed or if I never get a record deal or if anybody cares or what anybody has to say. At the end of the day, that's my opinion, and a lot of people feel the same, so it's a free country. We say we want to say. That's what I feel like I have to say. Getting buzz and getting fame is not my aim. I don't care. I could care less. Your idea of success is not what I care about. I don't care about your cars and your clothes and your record deals and your bling bling. It means nothing to me. I say what I feel, and that's how it is.
And that's right there. You're live with Keys right now. We got my boy Bugsy live from the Boston area. Boston, you got a question, Bugsy, for Keys.
What's going on, Lush? Salute to everybody here and everybody listening. What's going on, Ma?
What's going on,
Keith? I'm good. I mean, it's not really a question. Like, I'm late. I'm just tuning in, you know what I mean? But I want to actually comment on something she just said to the question that was asked for. I mean, my personal opinion, like she said, why would she take the easy route to come in the game? That's not an easy route. Like, if you're going to say somebody's name and they at the top, you best be prepared for them to come back at you. You know what I mean? If you're going to go back at them, I think that's not easy. That's harder than making your own mixtape because you're like, well, damn, I'm about to say these top names. And if they come back at me, I got to be on my A game again. So that's a lot harder. So that question right there, I'm not trying to be rude, but it is Friday. But that question was absurd to me.
And
yeah,
then,
that's
what I'm piggyback off of what you were saying. Like, the thing about it is, like, before this, I didn't have a mixtape. Like, I really wasn't in the studio recording and composing songs and all of that. So by me jumping out there like that and having that disc, I pretty much lined myself up with or made people compare me to the top people in the game that's been doing it for years. You know what I mean? It came out 20 years ago or whatever, so some odd years ago, and had time to progress and switch up flows and, you know, in the studio and people helping them write stuff, you know what I mean? I didn't have none of that. This is my first
project ever. My first time ever getting the studio, really putting songs together. You know what I mean? Before it, I was just doing my little freestyle jump offs and blah, 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 blah. So by saying it's the easy route out is definitely not the thing. It's the easy way to get buzz, but it's not the easy way to get successful because, you know, I got followers, but I'm public enemy number one at the same time. So, yeah.
Well, real talk, anybody out there, real talk out there, people, it's nothing is easy at all. So I think that whole situation was irrelevant. And you know, it's get the fuck out of fuck out of here Fridays. So get the fuck out of here with that bullshit. Let's go to the caller from 757. That looks like VA, man. What up, VA, man? You got a question for Keys? 757? All right, then. I guess you're just listening, baby. All right, we got a caller from the 706. You're live in the building with your girl Keys. You got a question?
Yeah, I got another question for you. How you feel about that Miss Us with you trying to diss Nicki and then come in and trying to diss you for dissing her? How you feel about that bullshit?
I mean, everybody's just running their race, doing what they feel like is going to make them successful. I'm not going to knock anybody's hustle, quote unquote, ironically. But people just taking a step that they think is gonna get them in a position. It's all a part of the game, so hey, whatever. Mm-hmm. I think things speak for themselves and people can see your motivations behind the things that you do, so it is what it is.
I don't even want to you.
That's the truth. Thank you, caller. We got another caller from the 708. Oh, 708, you're live with Keys. You got a question?
Hello?
Yeah, you're live, baby girl.
Oh.
What up?
Hey, Keith. This is Brittany. I'm Brittany Show. I'm following you on Twitter. Girl.
Hi, Brittany Show. I see you all the time on my timeline. Hey, girl.
Oh, my God. I'm tweeting the Paco Rockstar right now about you. Oh, my gosh. Okay. So, I'm so excited. First off, I just want to say, you know, big up to everything you've been doing with the YouTube stuff. Like you said, I was just going to ask, you know, how you was handling all the haters and stuff, getting on your Twitter page, hating on your opinion and things. How do you cope with that when people got stuff to say about you on the internet, trying to make videos and trying to make it look like you just a hater and you trying to steal Nicki shine or whatever?
You know, at the end of the day, it's like I tell people, I voiced my opinion, and if you can't respect that, then that's just what it's going to be. But at the same time, that's their opinion. You know what I mean? Their opinion is that, you know, I'm trying to do this and I'm trying to do that. So I'm such a Spartan, and I'm so cold-hearted that it's nothing you can tweet me to make me actually care, make me doubt myself or to rethink myself as a whole and the things that I do and the things that I say. It's the reason why I have people like you that follow me and like me is because, you know, I'm good at what I do and I make good music and I say the things that a lot of people are scared to say and won't say. You know what I mean? So it's they're like a, you know, a lint in a world.
Yeah,
of
I don't care what
science.
You gotta say
oh, yeah.
about anybody. It just seems like you genuine and you true to yourself. Like you saying your words and you backing it up with everything else. And not caring what anybody thinks. And I like that in you. I like that strength. And a lot of female rappers and rappers in general just need to have that so they can keep their souls in the game and keep themselves, you know, just stay true.
Most definitely. Thank you so much, Brittany Show. I'm going to hit you on Twitter as soon as I get off of you.
All right.
Brittany, tell us what state you're calling from, sweetheart.
I'm from Illinois, Chicago born, living in the suburbs right now.
That's what it is, man. Shout out to Macomb, Illinois. I've been out there before. Shout out there, man. That's what it is, man. Illinois in the building. Keys, man, I just got to say, man, it's an honor and a pleasure to have you on here, sweetheart. And, you know, do your thing, man. Go for the gusto. No matter what nobody says, you know what I'm saying? You keep winning, man. You keep doing what you do. And, you know, we're going to keep on supporting you. And I'm going to make sure I do my Spartan salute. And I'm going to go ahead and send you the picture of that joint ASAP. And when I'm in BMO, I'm going to come check you.
Definitely hit me on Twitter. Make sure I'm following you and all that. And the honor is all mine. You know what I mean? Thank you to everybody that called in. don't forget to hit me on Twitter, y'all. Keys_theproblem. You know, that's where you're going to get all your updates about the new music and the new shows and everything that's popping off. And we getting it in. The honor is all mine. Thank y'all so much. So much love and support.
Oh. Real quick, Keys, can you give us a quick shout out? Yo, this is Keys. You know I'm rocking with Lush Radio Online real quick.
Most definitely. What's up, y'all? Y'all know it's Keys_theproblem. I'm rocking with Rush Radio. We getting it in.
That's what it is. Love you to get, boo. Go ahead and get it, girl.
Thank
kick
you.
Them down. Kick them down.
That's,
I'm a spot in person. That's what
Yay.
It is. Love you to get them. We going to call
Thank
you on the
you.
Flip side. All right, that's what it is, man. If you just called in, we had your girl Keys live in the building on Lush Radio Online, man. She was doing a 1-2. Lives was blowing the hell up. It was crazy. We're going to have your boy Young Stacks live in the building. You know Young Stacks. Young Stacks is another problem out there. His brother was a problem, and he's a problem. Rest in peace. Stack Bundles, we got Young Stack Bundles, Stack Bundles, brother live in the building on Lush Radio Online, man. And your man is murdering the game right now, son. So he's been on Worldstar, he's been all over the place. He's going to be live in the building. So let's check and see if we got that 516, if this is Young Stacks live in the building. 516, what's goody?
What up, what up?
What up, is this my boy Young Stacks in the building?
Yeah, this your boy live in the flesh, what up?
What up with you, fam? What's goody?
I'm chilling. I mean, grinding.
That's what it is, man. I see you all over the internet, everywhere, doing your 1-2, man. So we definitely proud of you, man. I'm going to go ahead and give you some Lush Radio love, Pippin.
That's what it is. That's what it is. Thank you. I appreciate that.
Your soul. Your soul. Your soul. Yo, calling right now, 347-826-7722. We got Young Stacks in the building. You better act like you know. So, Young Stacks, man, you got any shout-outs before we get into this interview, baby boy?
Yeah, I want to shout out my whole Young Riot squad. I'm saying I want to shout out Core. I want to shout out Bino. I want to shout out Chinks. I'm saying, and RIP to my big brother, man. And shout out the whole Far Rock America. And shout out the Lush Radio for having me up here, too. I thank y'all for that.
Hey, come on, man. We definitely are fans of your big brother, and we definitely salute what you got going on. So we got to support the whole squad, you know what I mean? So it's all love, for real. So, I mean, Young Stacks, man, I mean, I can't even sit here and say your inspiration. You know, your brother was a monster. You know what I mean? And his grind, I know his grind was a lot of big inspiration to you because he stayed in the studio doing his 1-2 and doing definitely a good dude, man. You know, so I know some of that passed on to you, but, you know what I mean, how do you feel, you know what I mean, about, you know, stepping into the game right now, you know, with the legacy that your brother left out there, man?
That's probably the hardest part about it right there. Like, that's the toughest part, seeing as though, like, he left the biggest footprint anybody could ever leave, you know what I'm saying? So, basically, I feel as though I just got to build up my building by his blueprint, you know what I'm saying? Like, basically, he left the tracks. I'm just going to walk beside him and make my own path while I get there, yo.
That's what it is. And you definitely go on there, man. You definitely laying your own mark in the industry, man. Everybody watching you right now, they waiting for some joints, man. You dropping the YouTube videos back to back, man. And it's crazy right now. So throw that Twitter out there for the people so they can follow you right now, Young Stacks.
Oh yeah, it's Young_Stack. YUNG_STACK.
That's what it is. Y'all heard that, man. Follow Young Stacks right now at this moment and say hi. I heard you on Lush Radio Online. Do that right now, man. Do that right now, Pippin. Young Stacks, man. YUNG_Stacks, man. Let's get it, baby. So, Young Stacks, man, you know, tell us, you know, some of the people besides, you know, your brother, which I know, some of your other inspirations and influences, you know, when it comes to the rap game.
Like being around my brother, he spoke highly of a lot of people, and I'm saying, like, the way they drive and their dedication is, So I looked, like, after his passing and shit, I watched the certain people that he talked about. Wayne is one of them. Fab is another one, of course. He's a monster. That there's no competition. Two is crazy. Jay-Z, definitely. Nas, of course. There's too many to really name like that, but those are the main ones right there.
That's what it is. The other thing I wanted to ask you was, tell us some of these new projects you got going on, man. You know what I'm saying? Mixtapes, you know, new videos and stuff like that. Tell us some of the new stuff you're working on right now, fam.
Okay, I dropped my first tape, My Gift for My Curse, in February. That's on thatpiff.com. Right now I'm working on my second tape, My Brother's Keeper. I should be doing a video probably next week, the week after, to my single I titled The Time Is Now. So I got a couple things working, and after I drop my video, I'm gonna try to get my team together and put us out a little mixtape and shit called Young Riot Regime. Like, I'm working.
That's what it is. You got to let me know when you're doing that video, man. I might have to take a trip up to New York again, man. Come check you, little man. I got to come check you. For real.
Oh, yeah. You know, it's all love. Anytime.
That's what it is, man. And another thing I was going to ask you, man, what? How do you see the industry now that you're in it, right? You know, you in the mix, you know. How do you see the industry, man? How do you see the industry in your eyes?
Right now, it's crazy. Like, it's crazy. It's so hard to really break through that door and get in there. Like, because, the labels, they looking for, I don't know what they looking for. They looking for that spark. Like, that is major. And the South is killing right now. The South is killing. So it's hard, but I'm saying it's drive and dedication will definitely help you get in there, but it's hard, though. Like, it's hard.
Wow. That's what it is, man. We're going to go to this song right here called Time Is Now. You want to go ahead and introduce this for me, fam?
This is my single of My Brother's Keeper. I'm saying my next mixtape coming to Time Is Now.
That's what it is, man. We about to get into the Time Is Now. If you're just tuning in, we got the boy, Young Stack, representing the New York area live in the building. You better act like you know. You about to go into this song, man, and we're going to get to y'all callers in a few seconds right after this one. Let's radio.
Time is now, we're in the damn thing holding me back. These other niggas washed up, these are actual facts. I got money on my mind, it's no time to relax. You getting money, my nigga, just throw up a stack. The time is now for these niggas to put their hands up. Recognize
me.
The young bull fresh out the rock. Nigga, I'm televised.
Me.
Still they criticize, so they beat I victimized.
Yeah.
Till I rid the game of these lames, nigga, I'm pesticide.
Yeah.
That's why I'm laughing at the critics.
Yeah.
They hating, I'm chilling, sitting on a quarter million.
Yeah.
Prince of all rock. Hater, how you feeling? Hoop ride. Wait till they see that shit with no ceiling.
It's gone.
I'm hearing I ain't ready for the game.
Yeah.
I ain't ready for the fame.
Yeah.
I ain't worthy of the name.
Yeah.
They got it wrong. I was handed everything. If
yeah.
it's about getting this money, my life forever green.
Ling.
Addicted to the green.
Yeah.
Fuck you think I'm in it
I
for?
Need it.
You ain't about chasing this money, but what you living for?
Work, nigga.
I work hard. This is what I deserve. Continue lying on your back, or you can fly with the birds.
Words.
Yeah, these niggas know me. If not, they better get to know me. Deck, the time is now. It ain't a damn thing holding me back. These other niggas washed up. These are actual facts. I got money on my mind. It's no time to relax. You getting money, my niggas? Just throw up a stack.
My First world star video, I was known as Switzerland. Yep. Second one Amsterdam, yep. Third one Michigan. Yep. Popping all over. Wild niggas is local, yep. And I'm still getting calls for shows from down in Oakland. And I don't know why niggas test my bars. I get it in full throttle like I test my cars.
Yeah.
I'm young Prince Charles by any means, I'm untouchable. Yep. Cocaine line, one sample when they rush me. Yep. I'm already doubled in worth, peep my swag. Uh-huh. Body bag flow, you should call in the hearse.
Yeah.
They know I tell the truth. And it hurts. Niggas mad at me, they already gassed up. All they need is the battery.
Yep.
Damn right, I'm cocky.
Yeah.
Damn right, I'm arrogant.
Yeah.
Bad bitch on my side, these niggas mad.
Why?
I started spitting with the rock is missing. Listen closely,
huh?
I'm what the rock is missing.
Me!
Yeah. These niggas know me. If not, they better get to know me. Yeah. The time is now, it ain't a damn thing holding me back. These other niggas washed up, these are actual facts. I got money on my mind, there's no time to relax. I'm getting money, my nigga, just throw up a stack.
You're listening to Lush Radio Online. Lush Radio Online.
Man, you already know what it is, man. We got Young Stacks live in the building. You already know what it is right there, man. The time is now. You act like you know. We got Young Stacks in the building, baby. Get out it.
Yeah.
That's what it was right there, my dude. That joint right there.
Thank you.
That's what it is, man. I salute you, man. Definitely, man. I'm going to go ahead and open up the lines for some of the callers and everything. My boy Bugsy, representing the Boston area, always comes through to help me co-host on Fridays. Bugsy, you got a question for Young Stacks?
Oh, most definitely. First of all, start off with RIP to my man Stacks. Fuck with him hard body, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Well, fuck yeah, man. Listen to that joint, man. I hear a little bit of bundles in you, man. You know what I mean? It's trying to remind me of the man himself, man. Fuck yeah. I just started following you on Twitter and shit, man. So I'm definitely going to look into your buzz, man. You know what I mean? Fuck it. All I say is, man, just keep doing what your thing is, man. You know what I mean? And fuck it. Not just the name alone going to carry, but the lyrics you drop, and it's definitely going to get you there. You know what I mean? Fuck it. Don't let none of them haters get in your way. You dig?
Good looking. I appreciate the love and support. Good looking, geez. You already know I'm definitely going to keep it moving. Definitely going to do it. That's what it is, man. I like that. Hit the pesticide joint. I said, oh. Word? It's like that? Alright. Oh, I like that joint right there. I'm going to open up the line to my people over there. 646, you're live in the building. Lush Radio on live, man. State your name, baby. You're live with Young Stacks.
Hey, what's up, Stacks? And what's up? This is not really a question.
Before she do all that, right, I just got to let you know this is one of my beautiful spokesmodels.
Oh,
see?
Lord.
Right here. And she's going to ask you a question. Go ahead, Moo Moo. Go ahead, Moo Moo.
All right. Let me ask you this. Do you ever feel pressured to try to live up to your brother's standards? Because I know it's kind of hard following your siblings, especially, you know, when they do stuff before you or if they're older than you and whatever else. Do you ever feel like there's a lot of pressure to try to be like your brother or any of that?
Yeah, I definitely do. Like you said, when a sibling does something better than you and they older than you, of course, you know what I'm saying? But I'd rather be pressured into doing something good than doing something bad. You know what I'm saying? Like, let's say if my brother was out hustling and I'm getting pressured into that kind of life. It's not like that. I'm getting pressured into doing something that's actually good that can get me and my family out of here. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So, actually, yeah, I do kind of feel pressure, but at the same time, I think everybody that's pressuring me to do it. You know what I'm saying? I'd rather be doing that than be outside hustling.
That's real. That's definitely real. And I'm definitely selling your joint. So hopefully, Lush will be kind enough to get me a copy so I could load it onto my BBM and start my morning when I need to get a jump start. So shout out to you. Enough for sexy.
Thank you. Shout out to you too. Thank you.
Oh,
right there. I'm going to slide that to you, baby. You know what I mean? We got another caller from the 347, New York, New York. What up? Well, we got 2347, so this is 347248. Go ahead, baby. You're live with Young Stat. What's your name? Okay. You got it. Hello? Are you there?
Hello?
All right. On
maybe
to the next one. All right. Here we go. Don't get scared now. 347-684, you're live in the building on Lush Radio Online with Young Stacks. What up, though?
What's good? What's good? This is G Honey Money. I'll let your boy.
What's goody?
Who this?
Representing New York in the DMV.
Oh, is this G Money?
Yeah, G Money. G with money.
Yeah.
Yes, it is.
What up, G Money? What's good with you, man? If y'all don't know, y'all better act like you know. This G Money live in the building, man. DMV, you know what I'm saying, all the way, you know, up to New York, man. Your man is assistant Dougie Fresh, Slick Rick. Your man is the man to know if you need to get plugged in the industry. Your man goes in, so he live in the building with us. You just missed Keys, though, but we got Young Stacks live in the building on the 1 and 2. G Money, you got a question for Young Stacks, fam?
Yo, that's my favorite bitch. What's good, baby? You know what I'm saying?
What's
you
good,
already
man?
Know. Oh,
what
yeah.
It look like?
I know his pop, the whole family. You know what I'm saying? You know, I already roll with him. He's already in with me.
Yeah.
How you been, baby?
Say
that again? Yo, tell him about that time when we went down to BET Awards and you tore the club up. No, bro. Shit, I already know, boy. I already know what time it is with you, babe. I'm just calling to show some love and support, babe.
Good looking.
Definitely. G-Money is a good dude, man, and I'm telling y'all, man, y'all need to definitely plug in and stay locked with G-Money. Cause put out there, G-Money, real quick for the people, man. Put that out there and they can check you, my dude.
Oh, yeah, you know. I got the DMV on Smash, you know what I'm saying? I'm on tour with Dougie Fresh and Slick Rick, and we get ready to drop Carl Thomas' new album in August and everything. You know, we get ready to go on the Seagram's Gen tour, you know, and I'm all the way live with Dougie Fresh every day, all day. Dougie Fresh is the real world's greatest entertainer. He do over 250 shows a year. So, you know, I stay busy, you know. I'm out to help everybody and their grandmother and grandfather.
That's what it is.
That's what it is, G. G, stay on. I don't know if you had time, if you stay on the line with us, because, you know, after we finish with Young Stacks, you know what I'm saying, we talk our shit, you know what I'm saying, about stuff, you know. We got to get the fuck out of here Fridays about bullshit that we just can't stand out here. For real.
Oh, yeah.
Time.
Oh, gee. I'm ready for that.
All right, stay on the line with us, G, buddy. That's what it is, man. So, I mean, Young Stacks, man, all I'm going to say is that I'm proud of you, man. I'm proud of you because, you know, you got a real influential brother, R.I.P. Stack Bundles, man, his whole squad, Riot Squad, you know, they definitely support you in everything that you're doing, man. So what are some of the things that you're looking to do, you know, in the future and some of the producers you're working with right now?
Producers, I'm working with producers from all over the place. Like, I can't even tell you where most of my beats come from, but for the time is now, I want to say shout out to Scenario. He sent that over to me. He produced Fab Badia from his mixtape and shit. I really plan on just doing all I do and making shit happen. Like, right now, I ain't really got the connects I really want to really move how I move, but when I get them, I could definitely let y'all know what I'm going to be doing.
That's what it is, man. The other thing I wanted to ask you, if the producers want to send you some fire, how can they go about doing that? You want to get them an email out there if these producers want to send you some fire, fam?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Y'all can send it to youngstackbeats@gmail.com. youngstackbeats@gmail.com.
You said Young Stack Beats. Is it with a Z or S?
With an S.
Oh, okay. That's what it is, man. So make sure y'all producers just stay tuned, man. Make sure you send them fires out there, man. Don't send no BS, man.
think I want to hear about it because I'm going to put you on blast on Lust Radio Online. Y'all already know what
yeah,
it
I'm
is,
a, man. I'm going to tell y'all name and everything. Word. We're going to really put y'all on blast. I'm telling names. You better not let your address pop up neither because I'm going to tell your house too.
Word out. That's what it is, man. So, young Stacks, man, do you feel like the industry, you know, is ready for you? Are you about to dominate the industry right now, man? Tell them what they need to be prepared for from Young Stacks, man. Let the world know what they need to be prepared for coming from Young Stacks.
They need to just be prepared for a monster. Like I'm talking Godzilla. Like I'm gonna have niggas scared. Like for real. Like they need to be prepared for a monster. Like basically that's why I'm doing the little YouTube videos, but I don't really do them that often because I'm trying to really like work on my craft and really build myself up. But when it comes time for me to really bite everybody head off, I'm gonna bite everybody head off.
Yo, just rip their head off, like decapitate them and everything, like just straight, like massacre, like.
Yeah. I'm talking Sword 10 out here, like.
That's what it is, man. I'm gonna go ahead and throw it to the people and see if they got some last final thoughts with you and everything, man. Live in the building, man, with Young Stacks. You're calling in right now, 347-826-7722. You're live on Lush Radio Online. Bugzy, well, you know what? I think my beautiful spokesmodel might have another question because she's so sexy. We're going to let her go first. Go ahead, sexy.
My second question. Basically, it's not really a question. It's more something that I just wanted to say, which is I'm pretty glad that you're definitely trying to get your family out of your situation, you know, and definitely going to be an inspiration to the next person, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So, really, like, I'm really glad that you touched on trying to do positive things instead of doing negative stuff. Like, I know you probably might talk about some things in your music may not be positive, but for the most part, you seem to be a very positive artist, and I like that, only because not many artists are talking about positive things, and they're glorifying all the wrong things, and that's making these kids out here confused. It's really confusing
right,
these
right.
kids.
Mm-hmm. Like, people really need to, they need to really explain the difference between the music and the real life. Like, I'm not saying that they're probably two different people, but, like, what you live may not be what you rap. To some people, it is. Some people really rap about hustling, and they really go outside, and that's what they do. But you also need to let people understand the differences and the rights and the wrongs from music and real life.
Wow, man. You know, I love you, Young Stacks. I want to give you a big hug. Oh, I love him. Man. You know, I just really love you, little man. You doing your thing, man, for real. I definitely, salute you, man. And you just, like, so articulate and such a good dude like your brother. So I'm just really, you know what I'm saying, loving everything that you represent right now. And I'm going to play this joint No Problems in a few seconds, but I'm going to let the other people ask you their other questions, and we're going to go into No Problems real quick. But the other question I want to ask you real quick is about community. Are you doing anything to give back, like any community activities or anything like that?
Right now, if I had the funds to do it, trust me, I'd be doing it, but the funds ain't really popping how they're supposed to. But as soon as I get myself together and my funds is coming in, I'll definitely give back to the community because the way the rock is going, it's like, good Lord, like, I don't even have no words to describe it.
I feel you, man. That's a whole nother story right there.
Mm-hmm.
That's off notion, but we'll talk about that later, man. But we gonna Bugzy. You got another thought for him before we go into this song, real quick, baby?
Yeah. Matter of fact, I'm gonna do this one for the listeners, man, because I know a few people might be SOS right now. All I'm saying is just let some people know who your big brother is, because certain people might just be thinking like, well, Stat Bundles, I might have heard of the name, and yeah, I know there's a few people out there that really don't really know what the name is or who the man is. So just, you know, bless him with a little something on the name, you know?
Okay.
Raekwon Elliott, a.k.a. Stack Bundles. I'm saying, like, the name, it really speaks for itself. I ain't really got to, I can't really, like, explain, because the name is just, if you don't know the name by now, you must be living under a rock. I don't really.
I know there's a few people coming out their rocks tonight listening, like, okay.
Yeah. I'm saying, I can't really explain it no more. It's just the name, just the name and the name come from the aura. Like, can't really, I don't know.
Yeah. Well, for the people that don't know, man, young Stacks, you know what I'm saying, it's a little brother of Stack Bundles. Stack Bundles, you know, was dealing with Jim Jones, and he was singing, I mean, came from Far Rock, and he was actually, you know, about to be the future for Far Rock, and I mean, you know, he ran with the squad, the Riot Squad, and everything like that, and they was making crazy noise. Your boy, you know what I'm saying, did a lot of stuff, you know what I'm saying, for the community. And he was a good dude. I mean, he was a problem. And, you know, if you go to YouTube right now, Jim and him, they was all over the place, man. I mean, this cat done opened up with all kinds of cats, from Young Jeezy to everybody that there is in the industry. I mean, he was about to be the next best thing out here. You know, the Purple Album, check for, Google them, Stack Bundles, mm-hmm. man. You know, for real.
Don't forget the Desert Storm mixtape he was killing.
Yeah. He was ripping them up. He was ripping those up.
So hopefully now y'all know who the man is, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, we got kind of quiet. What kind of moment is that?
Hello?
The Lush disappeared on us again, I believe.
That's what I was saying. I just got kind of quiet. I'm like, huh?
Oh, shit. I think we got to pause a second. Let's just get that on us again, listeners.
Yeah, this is what happened when this shit get dramatic, nigga.
Yeah. Swago. Book. Forget. Young. Stack. Lego. Problem, like them niggas starving. If these niggas goonies, then I guess we just some goblins. They don't want no problems. They don't want no problems. They don't want no, they don't want no, they don't want no problems. Talking out their faces, man, but we gon' have to rob them. They overreacting, man, I think we need to calm them. They don't want no problems. They don't want no problems. They don't want no, they don't want no problems. Catch Far Rock lifestyle. Might not make it through. They ain't finna take it to that level. I'ma take it too. About to put my hood on, cause he young and capable. Got your shorty with me, ain't no telling what I make it do. I don't never take long. Got my game face on. Tell them other rappers that it's over, not Drake's on. Young fly brother, but I ain't got a cape on. Grinding on these niggas like I'm rolling with some skates on. These niggas fake plus, I give them a straight tuck. Full on, oh my gun's drawn like a paintbrush. And most these rapping niggas soft like a fake butt. Running round mad cause we ballin' and they ain't us. Why give them a break? This ain't an intermission. Front of my gang, you'll be another nigga missing. I'm the man of this here, if you didn't listen. And I don't diss of a rap, it's just to get attention. Damn, them boys a problem, like them niggas starving. If these niggas goonies, then I guess we just some goblins. They don't want no problems, they don't want no problems. They don't want no, they don't want no, they don't want no problems. Choking out their faces, man, but we gon' have to rob them. They overreacting, man, I think we need to calm them. Yeah. They don't want no problems. No. They don't want not at all. They don't want no problem. They don't want no problem. 40 over revolve them. Name is Young Stack. Get it right or I'ma harm them. Books, they got it twisted thinking that we ain't a problem. They math ain't adding up. That case, we need to solve them. Yeah, I'm sitting pretty while most of these niggas starving. Cause I'm out here chasing this kitty, nigga, I'm Marvin. Robin jeans, thermal wool, stuff proof, armor roll. Play that shy role, but that's only when the camera's on. Life's like a movie. we fuck a picture of the press record. I doubt you wanna miss what's gonna happen when the weapon's drawn. Rap is just a stepping stone. These rappers I'm stepping on, ending all competition here. Who your best is on? Better be that YR, Riot, rock stars. We them niggas that you wanna be. We are not y'all. Rookies of the year, but still spitting like the top dogs. Tell me who's hot dog? Us. Not y'all.
Damn, them boys a problem. Like them niggas starving. If these niggas goonies, then I guess we just some goblins. They don't want no problems. They don't want no problems. They don't want no, they don't want no, they don't want no problems. Talking out their faces, man, what we gon' have to rob them. They overreacting, man, I think we need to calm them. They don't want no problems. They don't want no problems. They don't want no, they don't want no, they don't want no problems.
This is your boy Chubb Rock, and definitely when I'm in the DMV area, baby, I'm always rocking with Lush on Lush Radio Online.
Yeah, it's your girl Lushy Lush, man. Sorry about that. I had a quick technical difficulty, but you heard that joint right there. No problems. You know what I'm saying? A different side of Young Stacks right there. That joint definitely was hot to me. I like that joint, but let's hear what the audience got to say. So we're going to go to the line and see what's going on, what's going on. So, Genius, you live with us from the DMV, man. Genius, what's good, my dude? What you thought about that song right there? They don't want no problem. How you thought about that? What you think about that? Genius, you there? Oh, I guess you ain't there. Genius, is you there? All right, we're going to move on to the next person. G Money, what you think about that?
Oh, yeah, we all have problems, and we don't want none. I mean, when you're hot, you're a problem. When you're doing it, you're a problem. So I'm feeling it, you know what I'm saying? You know, I mean, we all a problem, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But it was pretty hot. It's cool. It's laid back. And, you know, we all have problems.
You heard it first from G-Money Live on Let's Radio Live, man. Let me go over here to Bugsy. Bugsy, what did you think about that, fam?
You already know that get the hot from me, man. That get the two thumbs up.
That's what it is, man.
That thank you. Good looking, Jesus. Good looking.
That's
you
what it is.
Know.
The uppercase H right there. That's on the hot right there, man. Definitely, I like that joint. I got definitely play that joint. That's the problem right there. You want a problem? I'ma show you a problem. Young Stacks, baby, act like you know. Live in the bill. Let's try Genius again. I don't know what's going on over there, fam. You back? Genius, you there? Oh, I don't know what's going on with Genius communication on that side. But, yeah, man, we live with Young Stacks. Stacks, tell us, you know what I'm saying, you know what you plan on doing later on in the future. And are there some artists that you kind of want to do some collabos with out there that's, like, in the industry or something like that?
Oh, yeah, Me and Corey Guns need to do something. We need to do something.
Oh, hell yeah. Oh, that's going to be crazy.
Yeah, me and Corey need to do something. Definitely.
Yeah, definitely,
like,
man. Yo, and Corey need to stop faking, too. Corey, if you out there, dog, and you listening, yo, you need to stop faking and come on this joint and stop faking right now, okay? I know you're working your situation with your deal, but real talk, stop playing with me. You need to be on this show. Word up. I'm going to holler at Lazy K because I know she did this collab on this joint. I'm going to holler at my sister. Let's see if we can get you and him on a song together. Let's get that cracking. I need to hear that.
We need to get that to happen. Word. Yeah, but what I plan on doing in the future, like, I can't really tell yet. I mean, right now I'm just trying to stay above water. Once I see I'm able to stay above water, then the possibilities are endless.
Man, I just love you, Young Stacks, man. I swear, man. You know, I'm gonna have to adopt you as my younger brother, man. I'm gonna have to just adopt you. For real, I love Young Stacks. He's definitely a good dude, And if you had any kind of advice to give the youth out there that's trying to inspire to get into the music industry, what advice would you give them, Young Stacks?
I'll tell them anything that's easy isn't worth doing. This is hard work. You know what I'm saying? So anything hard that you really feel in your heart that you want to do, go get it. I'm saying? Like, nothing comes to anybody that sits on their ass. You got to go get it. I'm saying? Closed mouths don't get fed. You want to, you got something to say, say it. I'm saying? Like, that's mainly what I got to say right there. Just go out and get it.
That's what it is. Once again, put that Twitter out there for the people so they can know again. Put that Twitter out there and let them know again.
All right, young_stack, YUNG_STACK.
That's what it is, man. Make sure you follow him right now, man, Young Stack on Twitter. And I'm definitely supporting you. I definitely love you, man. Guys, y'all got your, you know, final thoughts for Young Stack, because we're going to get into the segment where we tell the world, get the fuck out of here, man. You know what I'm saying? That crazy shit y'all doing out here, y'all skirt shit y'all doing out there, the crazy stuff y'all doing out there that we can't stand, get the fuck out of here. We about to get into that segment in a second. So make sure you call in at 347-826-7722 and tell us what you'll get the F out of here is about. Yerd. Bugsy, what's your final thoughts with Young Stack?
Final thought, like I said, man, keep, you know, just keep doing what you do, man, motherfucking, I say this a lot, man, you know, when it comes to the teams, man, just make sure everybody moving in the same direction, man, make sure your team is on the same page, everybody reading the same book, you feel me?
Definitely, G, I appreciate that, definitely.
Look at that, you getting all this advice, everybody just loved you, they loved you, man, they loved you. Yo, G, Money, you got your final thoughts with Young Stacks, babe?
Yo, just keep hustling and grinding, man. Just stay focused. I mean, don't worry about what everybody else doing out there. Worry about what you got to do, brother. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
As long as you do that, yo, you'll never lose. You know, think number one and carry a number one because you are number one, bro. You feel me?
I hear that. Definitely.
I hear that.
Definitely.
That's what it is. Genius, are you on the line with us now, Genius? I don't know, man. I don't know what's going on with your sound over there. My beautiful lady over there.
Uh-oh.
Your final thoughts with Young Stacks?
Just keep being humble as you are. You already got a fan over here. So just stay humble, sweetheart, and all of us, on behalf of the Lush Models, will definitely be supporting you.
Thank you. And I definitely will stay humble.
Thank you.
I appreciate that.
That's what it is, man. And I'm sorry, this is a side note, but Chocolate Misses, that avatar you got over there is hot. Muy caliente. For real. I just had to say that. You know what I mean? Real quick. But... But Young Stacks, man, I love you. I support you, man. And I pray that anything you want in life comes to pass for you, man. And don't stop, man. Keep winning, man. Like I said, you a winner. And keep doing what you do. And I really honestly think that your brother's down, looking down at you, and just he's really proud of you.
Thank you. I'm definitely going to keep it moving. And I love Lush Radio, too. I love y'all.
Let's get a quick shout out real quick. This is Young Stacks, you know what I'm saying? I'm rocking with Lush Radio Online real quick, fam. Can we get that?
Oh yeah, definitely. Yo, you already know this is the young boy, Young Stacks, fresh out of Farrak, America. I'm rocking with Lush Radio Online, you heard?
That's what it is, man. And you know, is it any way that we can get like a quick, you know, a Lush Radio exclusive? Can we get a quick little freestyle from you? Can you bless us real quick? Is that possible?
Oh yeah, that's not a problem. Let me see. Once upon a time down in Far Rock, there was a nigga named Stack, but they didn't want him to pop. Faggot nigga took his life with a cock and a pop. I guess it really would have hurt to see him get to the top. Well, that was my big bro. Now I got a sick flow. I broke off the chains and I swear I'm going sick, yo. I got rabies. I'm foaming at the mouth. My mixtape dropped. The whole hood is in a drought. Nah, nigga eating, babies ain't teething. Rip your lungs out if I think you even breathing. You're fucking with a heathen, a young fly nigga. I stepped off the stoop and now I'm dining in the Four Seasons. I ain't worried about stripes, I done earned them all. Fuck these other niggas' mics, I done burnt them all. Stay fresh, Vinny Styles, nigga, fuck them all. Starting on these bitches, hit them one and you done hit them all. I mean, I would have kept going, but...
Wow, that was another Lush Radio Online exclusive, man. And you know I gotta let my man tell you about that, man, because that was an official Lush Radio Online exclusive.
This is another Lush Radio Online exclusive.
Young Stacks, baby. You better act like you know. If you don't, man, I might smack the mess out you, man. Word up. Oh! You have fun on Lush Radio Online, man. It's Friday. Cats got payday out in the club. Crazy right now, yo. So, I mean, I'm gonna let Young Stacks have the honor to, like, basically say the first get the fuck out of here on Lush Radio Online. And basically, this is how it goes. The rules are you call in at 347-826-7722. And anything you want to say, you know what I'm saying, like, yo, I'm tired of all y'all skirt dudes out there talking about you hard, but you sleeping with teddy bears and sucking on your thumb. Get the fuck out of here. That's how it go. You know what I mean? Young Stacks, let's go. All
right, I'm tired of all the haters. Like, seriously, if you got enough time to hate, you got enough time to go out there and get this money and do what the fuck everybody else is doing. Get the fuck out of here.
That's word up, word up. And we're going to let the chocolate mistress, the sexy one, go ahead and kill him.
Uh-oh.
Get it, girl.
I'm tired of all these fake dudes out here talking about they balling just so that they could try to get a girl, but when she rejects them online, they get mad and try to sabotage her career. Man, get the fuck out of here.
Oh, get him.
I think that was a subliminal.
It definitely was. Unless you must have seen my page the other day. Like, I had to go in on dude. Dude was just talking a whole bunch of nonsense. So he
Yo.
Used a double. Get the fuck out of here.
That's what
he
it is.
He used a double.
G-Money, get him.
Yo, I mean... Fuck the haters, you know what I'm saying? It's all about getting money, you know what I'm saying? Fuck everybody. Only rob for everybody that's real and right and about it. Fuck you.
Yo.
Oh,
shit. Hey, yo, Bugsy, get him.
Yo, this will go out to all the motherfuckers that, you know, told me they was ready to get this shit popping, man. Now that I'm officially getting shit moving and I'm trying to get y'all niggas on, y'all niggas got stories and excuses, man. Bust all these left. Get the fuck out of here, you dig?
That's what it is. Mm-hmm. I'm try to get over here with Genius with this sound over here. Genius, you alive with us now, fam? Genius, you there? Man, that sound over here, Dan needs to get the fuck out of here, man.
He's going through it right there.
No, but I love Genius because Genius comes through on the show and shows mad love, but word up, man. And yo, I'm going to tell y'all, man, shout out to all the hating ass cats out there that just, you know what I mean, talk all this stuff and everything, but real talk, I know you broke. Real talk, I know you don't got no pot to piss in. Real talk, I know you don't feed your kids. Real talk, your fridge is empty. Yo, get the fuck out of here, man. Word up. Real. Stop popping shit. I don't got time for it. Get the fuck out of here. You know? I mean, it's crazy, man. You know? And I'm going to let y'all get y'all last ones in, you know what I'm saying? Because, you know, sometimes... You know, you just got to let it out. You know what I'm saying? It's Friday. Chocolate Mrs., you got another one for the people real quick?
I'm tired of all these wannabe models. Like, yo, you making it hard for real talented chicks out there. Man, get the fuck out of here.
Word. Shout out to all the fake booty chicks, the chicks with the implant Word. Booties, fake titties and all that. We're having the real titties, though. Word up,
right.
Man. They don't even jiggle no more, yo. Get the fuck out of here. Hey, yo, Young Stack, get him.
Let's go to all the niggas that, I'm saying, sat there, told a nigga, I'm saying, sit down, can't do it. Jeez, you, that's not your lane. Well, guess what? Don't hop on the bandwagon there. Get the fuck out of here.
Oh, that was a low blow.
Ow.
Oh, G-Money, man, get him real quick, man, get him.
Yo, I mean, you know, if people got money to waste on all of that fake shit, then, hey, do it. You know what I'm saying? I mean, you know, it's all about the real. You dig? So, whoever with that fake shit, get the fuck out of here.
Bugsy, get him. Get him real quick.
Yo, if you don't know by now, if you ain't fucking with Lush Radio Online and you still listen to them bullshit radio shows, man, get the fuck out of here.
Oh, word. Yo, this is the last one, and we done with the fuck out of here, man. We got to move on to some other shit. But real talk, right? If you're not tuned in to Lush Radio Online, and if you ain't following Young Stacks right now, if you ain't following Keys right now, if you ain't following Bugsy or G-Money or Chocolate Misses or all my Lush Girls Internationals, Future Guru 100, K-Star Beauty, the whole squad up, then get the fuck out of here. For real.
Step your fucking life up.
Yo, my man said, step your life up. Shout out to Lazy K Productions, DJ Lazy K. Shout out to Murder Mommies, First Lady L. Shout out to Murder Baby. You know what I'm saying? The whole squad, man. We here. We see you. Coast to Coast DJs Convention is going down. It's going down August 27th to the 29th, man. Miami Beach, Florida, man. You need to be there. For more information, log on to www.lushradioonline.com. You know what I'm saying? And holla at them, man. Tell them you heard it from Lush Radio Online, man. It's crazy. It's going to be packed. They got everybody there, man. Check for it. Independent artists, you need to be there. And we're looking for interns that want to represent Lush Radio Online and go down there. We got the VIP media passes, so let me know what's good. Holla at me. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, but,
yeah.
We definitely in here, man. I just want to say that it's an honor, Young Stacks, man. And don't make this be the last time. We want you to come through on the show. You know what I mean? Whenever you have time, fam, for real.
Oh, yeah, definitely, definitely. And no, the honor's all mine. I thank y'all. I appreciate y'all for having me up here.
That's what it is, man. We love you to death, man. So, you know, we definitely going to call you on the flip side. I want G-Money real quick to tell us some new stuff that's going on with him and what's popping out there real quick. So let the people know real quick, G-Money, what's popping right now.
First
let them know
of all,
what's good.
I just came back from New York City. You know, look out. It's coming on next week. I just came back from the hip-hop Dirty South honorees. You know, I mean, they honoring Master P, Jermaine Dupri, and many more others. It's going to be off the hook. It's coming on TV this Monday, so look for me on there. You know, right in the front row. You dig? Right now, you know, we get ready to drop my man Dougie Fresh's new album in a minute. You know, his son Squad Off. You got a three-son group coming out called Squad Off. You know, we got the Lil Vicious album coming out. You know what I'm saying? We got the new Slick Rick and Dougie Fresh album coming out. We got a lot of stuff coming out. Listen out for my girl, her rawness. Yo, I'm getting ready to get her to call on the radio show. Yo, y'all got to hear my girl. She's fire. She's repping the DNV area. You know, I got a hot producer down here that's off the hook. Big shout out to my girl, Keys. Keys got some of the tracks. You know, she get ready to blaze them. Yo, Keys, if you listen to that, I love you, Ma. Yo, you is so funny. You hilarious. And your time is coming, baby. You know what I'm saying? Keep on doing your thing. I mean, you got the game on fire right now, you know. I mean, somebody got to shut somebody down, and you shut homegirl down. Believe that, you know. But, yo, it's getting ready to get ugly out here. I got a big, crazy celebrity birthday, Virgo birthday bash coming up in September. You know, the flyer's going to be out. It's going to be all over Facebook. It's going to be everywhere, you know. It's going to be serious. So, you know, listen out for Gianni Money Entertainment. It's going down.
That's what it is, man. I definitely need it. If y'all need the man to know in the industry to definitely know what's popping, what's new, what's going on, you need to holler at your boy G Money. G Money is definitely
Now the game over here. You know, next we on our way out to the BET Awards coming up on the end of the month. You know, saying it's out in LA, it's going down.
That's what it is, man. Definitely, man. So y'all definitely need to holler at your boy. G-Money. Hey, G-Money, if people want to get in contact with you or network with you with anything, how can they get in contact with you, fam?
Hit me up on Facebook under G-Money Thompson, Gianni Money Thompson, G-Money Thompson or Gianni Money Thompson. holler at me. And, yo, I'm out to help all y'all and everybody. Whoever got what it takes, I'm in. So if you think you got what it takes, holler at me. My email address is GEARNI08@yahoo.com.
That's what it is. Does anybody have any quick questions for G Money right now? I'm going to go ahead and let my beautiful lady, Chocolate Mrs., ask you a question first.
I ain't really got a question. See, Les be putting me on blast. I'm going to get Les in a minute. I don't really have a question, but I guess I can say this is just, you know, keep being that bridge to get somebody like myself out there and whatever it takes. Do you have a Twitter? I guess I do have a question. Do you have a Twitter?
Oh, well, I'm in a mix of getting a Twitter right now. You know, my new website is getting built and all that good stuff. Mm-hmm. But if you got models, I do videos and stuff, and I got a music video coming up in the DMV area on June 20th. So I would love for all y'all to come out. You know, I'm about showing everybody love that got what it takes. Mm-hmm. So, you know, holler at my girl Lush. I'm going to give her all the information, and y'all come on through. It's going to be down in the DMV area, down in D.C.
All right. All right, cool.
That's what it is. And all my Lush Radio girls, international, you know I love you to death. We got the shirts coming soon. I already talked to the sponsor. He'll have the shirts out soon. So, ladies, get prepared. I ain't trying to make y'all look, you know, crazy, like, but, you know, like booty shorts. So I might get the booty shorts with your name on it. I don't know. I might have to talk to y'all.
Hey, I'm looking. I can do this.
Because I definitely got some beautiful ladies from like all over, and we working on that, and I'm working on trying to get the Lush Radio calendar. Hopefully we'll get it done before the summer is out so we can hit the street.
Well, I can help you with all of that, you know what I'm saying? I got the camera crew for you, all of that, backdrops, everything, so you let me know when it's going down.
Yeah, we definitely, definitely trying to get that cracking with the ladies and stuff. Whether we either have a meeting point, whether we'll do it in New York or the DMV, either one, we'll decide and see where the majority of the girls are going to be at. And then eventually we're going to do an event where they're going to do their signings and everything and get it popping. So we definitely going to do that. So the last thing I want to say is, man, people out there, man, keep doing what you're doing. Don't let nobody stop you from what you're doing, man. Please. Seriously, man. People said I wasn't going to do Lush Radio Online. People thought I want to start my own company. I've been going in. It's 2 years. They can't stop me. I'm getting the same amount of people Hot 97 105.1 is getting. So come on now. Act like you know, man. Jump on the wave or get washed up, man. You heard? That's what it is.
No doubt. Radio
and Online.
Now that you find me, is it ready to blow even more now? Because I'm going to help you pop it off. You dig?
That's what it is, man. But definitely salute to everybody that's out there doing that thing, man. G Money, what's popping out there in the DMV? Any events and stuff coming, like this weekend or anything? Any clubs?
Oh, yeah. We got Chris Brown in jail tonight. You know what I'm saying? It's going down. We got Dream. You know what I'm saying? We got Plies in town. Like, yo, it's crazy this whole weekend. But I'm on my way out to North Carolina. You know what I'm saying? Tomorrow, you know what I'm saying? We got a big event out there with Jim Jones and Dougie Fresh. You know what I'm saying? It's a day party and a night party. You know, and I'm coming up to Be More. You know what I'm saying? To represent my girl. That's with Jermaine Dupri. She's going to be at Eden Lounge this Sunday. So, you know, the DMV is popping this weekend.
That's what it is. Chocolate Mrs., anything going on in New York? Any clubs, anything popping tonight and everything out there? Young Stacks,
I wouldn't know. I'm on vacation currently. I'm up in Rhode Island. Hey, listen, when you work hard, you got to play hard. So I'm up here in Rhode Island with family. You already know. So I'll be here for a few days. I don't know anything that's going down, but, you know, well, shout out to everybody that's doing something this weekend, because I know I'm going to find some trouble to get into.
Yeah, since you're in Rolanda, shout out to my boy, my big brother, Bad Boys DJ, DJ Finesse out there. That's my big brother. He's actually the one that put me on with, you know, Teddy Ted, the Awesome 2, Master Ace, and Special Ed. That's my big brother. So salute to him. He out there in Rhode Island. Shout out to my boy Danny over there, World Premiere DVD. Shout out to him, too. Young Stacks, what's going on in New York? Anything popping tonight? What's going on, fam? You getting into anything?
No, I didn't really need a big party, and I only went to a club. I'm probably like 5 times. I don't really do the partying thing, but shit, this weekend I'm gonna find something to do. You might just find me in the city or something. I don't know.
That's what it is. What's popping up there in Boston, Bugsy? What's popping?
Oh shit, man! Something always popping out here, man. But you know, I'm glued to the TV tonight, man. My boys lost last night, so I'm throwing all green on it. I'm supporting my boys tonight, man. So you catch
the game on tonight?
Oh yeah, you already know, man.
Oh yeah.
About to go cop a bottle and everything.
Do you see? See, now we going. Now we got a conflict. I'm going for the Lakers, though. Now we got a conflict here. See, this is wrong.
I need LA to lose, cause Who Kid said if LA lose he walking around with the tight jeans, so we got to get Who Kid in the
tight
jeans. Wow. So LA gotta lose.
Wow. He can't go out like that. Don't do that to Who Kid, man. Dang.
We gotta get Who Kid in the skinny jeans, man.
Wow. Somebody see that, yo, take a picture for me and send it to me, man. CEO Lush Radio Online at gmail.com or Twitter me that joint. That would be crazy. Let's see. Will they lose? That's the question. Do you think the Lakers is going to lose tonight? I don't know. That's the question tonight. Somebody tell me the score because I'm going to be out tonight, man. I'll have me. You know what I mean? So we out here in the DMV, Worldwide International, man. And make sure that you're a Spartan, man. Put your Spartan up. Salute. You know what I mean? We support real artists doing things. We support them from old school to new school, the independent artists, man. We all over the world, man. We are the people's voice, Lush Radio Online, man. This is what we do, man. Let's get it, man. Other than that, man, I got another caller from the block number. Who is this, man? Who are you? You interrupting our conversation. It's like, let me stop. Who is this?
He said it better be good.
I'm just saying them off. They jump right off the line.
He was like,
nah,
dog.
Don't be scared. I ain't going to bite you and stuff. You know what I'm saying?
You're going to press *82 and call back.
For real. You know, and you know what? I feel like I'm in a Tupac moment right now. I don't know how y'all feel, man. I'm in a Tupac moment right now. And I feel like taking it back to an era, you know, that was really dominant to us, you know, with nothing to lose. You know what I mean? It's a lot of people out there. We go hard in the paint because we got nothing to lose. We either go hard or go home. And that's the question. And this song right here really spoke to me in a time when I was, like, going through it. So shout out to Park, man. Rest in peace. Rest in peace, Stack Bundles, man. And we're going to come back in a quick second, you know what I'm saying, to say our final goodbyes on Lush Radio Online, man. They're going to give you their final thoughts. Man, nothing to lose. Tupac.
The only way to change me is maybe from my brains out, stuck in the middle of the game to get the pain out. Pray to my God every day, but he don't listen to poverty. My mama's walking once in the kitchen, listen, I can hear a crying in the bedroom, praying for money whenever people see me dead soon. Am I wrong for wishing I was somewhere else? I'm 13, can't feed myself. Can I blame daddy cause he left me? Wish he would've hugged me too much like him. So my mama don't love me on my own at an early age. Getting paid and I'm strapped so I'd never be afraid. What did I go astray? I'm hanging in the back seats, running with G's and dope fiends, but they jack me, can't turn back. My eyes on the prize, I got nothing to lose. Everybody gotta die, take a bite of a bad guy that won't be fucked when you pass by. Block, block, from the clock, that's a glass block. Do or die, walk a mile in my shoes, and you be crazy too. With nothing to lose. And all my niggas in the den, here we go again. Ain't nothing separating us from a Mac 10. Born in the ghetto as a hustler. Hold up, straight soldier. Bucking at some busters. No matter how you try, niggas never die. We just retaliate with hate, then we multiply. See me striking down the block, keep coming. Mama like a motherfucker, living like I'm grown. Ain't no stopping at the red light. Sideways, thug life, motherfucker, crawl, babe. Let the cops put their lights on. Chase me, nigga, zigzagging through the freeway. Race me, nigga, in the high speed chase with the law. The realest motherfucker that you ever saw. I'm living raw till they bury me. Don't worry me. I'm high, living like I ain't afraid to die. You go up a mile in my shoes and you be crazy too. With nothing to lose. Got nothing to lose. Got nothing to lose.
has a million black bodies put away. I'm starting to lose hope. It seems everybody's on dope. Mama told me to leave cause she was broke. Sometimes I choke on the endo, creeping out the window. Alone on my own, I'm a criminal. Got no love from the household. I'm out cold on the street screaming motherfucking teeth. I got nothing to lose. There's nothing to prove. What do I do? Let a thug life, niggas take truth. I wonder when they kill me. Is there heaven for a real G? Lord, forgive me if you feel me. Cause all my life I was dirt broke. With no hope, little skinny motherfucker want dope. I hate to cut a sucker from my ways to blaze. But every day it's a struggle to get made to pay. Anyway, it's so hard on a nigga in the street. No pit. And ain't no love for the scrubs. Everybody does. If you can walk a mile in my shoes.
It's your boy Special Ed, and when I'm in the DMV, I'm always rocking with my girl Lush on Lush Radio Online.
Yo, salute to my big brother Special Ed. Love him to death. Love him to death, and I definitely love, shout out to Busy B, shout out to Master Ace, Ed OG, the whole squad, man. Love you guys, man. My big brother, salute to y'all. Y'all doing y'all thing. We going back on the line. Where were you at when you first heard that song? That song spoke to me, man. I'm a Tupac fan and a Biggie fan. So I just want to know, where were you at, Bugsy, when you first heard that song?
Oh, shit, man. I was in the crib bumping the whole joint, man. Pop is one of my favorite rappers of all time, man. Like, oh, shit, man. Anything I heard from Pop, man, I was either on the block hearing him or I was just in the crib picking up records. Well, Mom's picking up records for me because, you know, I couldn't go in there myself and get it. But, man, I was in the crib on that joint.
That's what it is. That's what it is. Where was you at, Young Stacks, when you first heard that joint?
In the car with my pops. My pops was the biggest Pop fan. I don't even... All he did was listen to Pop. Like, I was in the car, he was playing the whole CD. I'm like, oh, I'm like, what's that? He's like, it's Tupac. I'm like, where? He's like, yeah. He's like, listen to this. Listen. Like, yeah, first time in the car with my pops, I heard that. That's what it is.
G Money, when the first time you heard that joint? Where was you at?
I mean, to be honest, I never even heard it before, you know. I mean, I listen to Tupac every now and then, but, you know, I love him and I love everything that he make, period. But I never really heard that song before right there.
Okay, that's what it is, man. I'm glad this is the first time you heard it, but what you think about it then?
Oh, I mean, everything he make is triple platinum to me, any and everything. Even if he just bullshitting around, it's a hit, you know?
Yeah,
that's crazy when somebody can bullshit around and make a hit. That's how I see everything from him, you know?
I think I got my girl Kiki live on the line, man. What up, Kiki? She's a beautiful, hot model. And you know what I'm saying? She part of the whole straight stunting crew out there. Shout out to Kay Slay out there. She's a beautiful, hot model representing New York area. Kiki, what up? I think she bounced off. There she go. Kiki, you there?
What's up? What's up
with you, Kiki?
What's
ain't nothing much. This is one of my other beautiful young ladies over here, you know, and we got Chocolate Mrs. live on the line, you know, two sexy models out there. Kiki, I had the pleasure of meeting her at several events over there at Seth Black's joint over there in Queens, and this lady is sexy. You hear me? Her and
oh,
shout out.
Thank you.
And shout out to you know what I'm saying, Miss Chocolate Doll, China Doll out there. Shout out to China Doll and Yummy Doll.
All day.
You know, doing they straight stunting models, man. Shout out to Kay Slate. You know what I mean, out there doing they 1-2. So you know, what's up with you, Kiki?
Probably, you know, I had to call in and say some love. I ain't never get a chance to get on here.
That's what it is, boo. Where was you at when you first heard that Pac song? Was you able to hear that song?
I couldn't even hear it. Like, my phone started dying. So I was like, oh, shit, let me go get my charger. So I had to hang up. And I was, damn, by the time I got on, all I hear is like, there she go. I'm like, oh, shit, what happened?
Oh, you good, man. I love Kiki, though. She's a sweetheart, man. I'm going to go ahead and ask Chocolate Mrs. Where was you at when you first heard that joint?
I was riding with my godmom, and, you know, the radio came on, and that song came up, and Pac is one of the reasons why I write, why I get in front of the camera, why I do what I do, because he's the type of person, or he was, excuse me, the type of person to really make you feel his music.
And he's a true artist, in my opinion. So I definitely, definitely love Pac. Love, love, love Pac.
Kiki, you got a Pac moment? You got a Pac moment, Kiki?
Man, no lie. Like, my favorite Pac song is, you know, Round and Round, Round We Go. I'll be on that shit hard. Love that song.
That's what it is.
I love that song.
Kiki, man, tell the people, man, I want my two ladies to introduce, for y'all fellas over here, I want the ladies to introduce and let y'all know what they do, you know, and how fly and sexy they are, and put their information out there so y'all guys can get at them. When y'all need them fly models and stuff, or you can come through me, you know what I'm saying, because I got my Lush Girls International, and they all my beautiful ladies, I rock with them, you know what I'm saying, put that information out there. I'm going to go ahead and let Kiki go first. Kiki, man, tell the players out there, you know.
Oh, man, you putting me on blast?
Yeah, I'm on blast.
Let's just go for that. Let me go next.
You know why she thinking we're going to let Chocolate Mrs. go? It's called recuperate.
See, that's exactly what I be saying. But nah, for real, it's your girl Precious, aka Chocolate Mrs. I'm on Twitter. You can catch me at twitter.com/chocolate. That's CHOCLIT _ Mrs. MISSES. I model. I'm also a singer. Currently working on my mixtape. It should be done before the summer is out. And I also write my own material. So you can catch me on Twitter or you can catch me on Facebook at Precious Coleman. Just follow me there.
That's what it is, man. And she's part of Lush Radio Models, you know what I'm saying, Lush Radio International.
Yes,
I mean, and she's hot. She definitely represents us worldly, and we love her to death. She's hot. And then we got the beautiful Kiki over here.
Oh, my Nita, goodness. You put me on blast again?
Because if you see this.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm right here. Your mouth will drop, man. So stop faking and tell the world what's popping, Kiki.
You know I'm shy and stuff. You got me on blast all on the radio and stuff.
You can hear the smile in her voice.
Oh, good. And we got the men's on. Oh, man, you want luck? I'm going to get you. She got you on blast. I'm glad ain't no camera in my face right now.
Come on,
laughing at me.
Come on, Kiki done been in music videos. Your girl is doing her thing, man. Go ahead and tell the people what's popping, Kiki.
Oh, man. You got me all blushing and stuff. My goodness.
Come on, Kiki.
Oh, goodness. I was hot. Now I got hotter and shit. I feel like I'm light on me and shit. I'm more nervous like the day. Like, I'm really on the radio. I'm in your face, Liz. What the hell?
Go ahead, Kiki, and stop faking, man. Tell them the Facebook.
Stop laughing at me. Oh.
Tell them the Facebook and the Twitter, boo. So they can get at you.
I got Twitter. I don't have Twitter. You gotta follow me on Facebook or MySpace. Or you act one of my stalkers where I'll be at. Nah. I mean, on MySpace is myspace.com/mosttalksabout. My Gmail, you can hit me on my email, is mosttalksabout@gmail.com. I mean, I do music videos. I'm Jay Stunning all day. I'm Brooklyn Hood Mommy Models. I host events, parties, whatever. I'm a real cool person to me. You don't let the cuteness fool you. I'm really cool. I'm not a stuck-up model.
Mm-hmm.
I get that a lot.
She's not stuck-up because I done hung with her. She's a sweetheart. She give you hugs, but, you know, don't get too touchy-feely now because I might have to drop-kick you myself.
Life is crazy.
Yeah.
Like, a lot of times, sometimes people do get outrageous when you do, you know, events and stuff.
I want to ask y'all a question. I'm going to let the fellas ask y'all a question since y'all ladies on the spot being models and everything. What was y'all, you know, what's the wildest experience you had being a model? Like, some irate, crazy stuff that a dude did to try to get at you?
We back to that.
Oh, goodness.
We back to that, Slush? Are we back to that? Because I got a story. I got a story. And, you know, it's unfortunate. It's like with my being a model. I'm sorry, Kiki, if I just started talking, but I just had
no,
a recent experience.
Go ahead, go ahead. You know, I like to notify. Like, go ahead, do your thing, babe.
So, you know, I said on my Twitter, I'm very active on my Twitter, first of all. It's all me. I do interact with people. I'm not one of those models that will follow a whole bunch of people, and as soon as I get a whole bunch of followers, unfollow everybody. That's corny. Stop it. You're not special. And so I had given out my BBM pin. You know, I'm a person like that. So somehow dude got my pin, and, you know, he first posed as his assistant to hit me up, and I'm thinking, oh, okay, well, you know, it's an assistant or whatever, and the assistant's like, I do all his networking for him, I talk for him, basically, you know, I'm just going to let him know about you. Now, mind you, I said I'm not interested, you know, I'm really focused on my career and me right now and just holding down my team, so I'm not really interested. The assistant was just persistent and couldn't understand, no meant no. All right, whatever. So I usually send out BBM blasts, just asking everyone how their day was, and he responded back. Now I say he because I knew, you know, it was him. He introduced himself or whatever, and I asked about his assistant. Why does your assistant do all your networking and setting up your dates for you romantically and all that other stuff? Long story short, dude was just really a weirdo. Like, he, after 2 days, was telling me he loved me and how much he wanted to take me to Key West with him. I'm like, dude, I don't know you. Like, you are probably a stalker. Like, are you serious? And then I basically shut him down, and he's like, oh, well, you fine, but you're not that fine. Okay, but you was just telling me, like, 30 minutes ago, dude. So I picked the Twitter, you know, I was relaxed, and I have my friend's daughter up here with me. So I just took to my Twitter, was basically sharing my experience, and he pissed me off. So I put him on blast on my Twitter, and if you go look on my Twitter, you will see his name is there. And he basically tried to talk trash about me on Twitter, and I was not having it. So that day I went
Wow, what's that Twitter? Let me go check that out.
I went in. It's Chocolate, C-H-O-C. C-L-I-T underscore Mrs. M-I-S-S-E-S. Girl,
Lisa, that ain't one of my stalkers.
So that's the subliminal you said. Oh, shit.
Like, I'm a sweetheart, and I just want to put this out there, Lush, not to cut you off, but you know I'm a sweetheart. I love everybody. You know, I try to be friendly. But, I mean, you're not going to come up on Twitter and try to play me and then get mad when I go in about you. You don't even know me.
Yeah, word up. Like, I'm going to tell all of y'all, man, if y'all try to play any one of my moms, anybody that I know, any one of my moms, I'm going to put you on blast on the show. Like, yo, you a get the fuck out of here. Word up.
That should be another fuck out of here right there. All them niggas that try to talk to shorties, right, and when they don't want to talk to them, they start running their mouth. You a bum-ass nigga. Fuck out of here.
No, that's right. Tell them again.
Try to talk to the shorties, and they keep walking, and they tell you they ain't interested. Then you want to black on them. You ugly. You not that pretty. No way. My nigga, you was just trying to talk to her 2 seconds ago.
I know that's right.
That's
the
niggas on the stoop.
Yeah. It probably be them niggas that's wearing them tight ass pants that's hanging off their ass.
Yes, it's probably them.
No. Please don't try and holler at me and your pants is like that. No.
Wow.
So you said it's tighter than hers.
What's your worst experience? I know you, huh? Girl, because that booty you got, you could sit a house on that joint, girl. Dang. Thank you.
Girl, please, I done had so many damn run-ins with crazy people. Like, I'm friendly, but don't push me.
Mm-hmm.
But I done had somebody follow me from a show. I hosted a party in the city. So, you know, they sent cars and stuff for me to bring me home. The nigga followed me from the city to my crib.
Oh, my God.
No,
wow.
To my crib.
Oh.
And I'm in a house, and I'm chilling, you know. I'm like, let me jump in the shower, you know, because I have another event to go, you know, move to a shit.
Yeah.
This nigga started banging on my door.
Wow.
And I'm like, who is it? And he like, it's me. I'm like, me? Who the hell is me? He like, it's me. It's me from the club. I'm like, what club? Man, I had to call the police and everything on study. I was like, man, this either going to be police going to come get you or my burner going to beat them to you. Like, what do you want to do?
Like that.
Wow.
Like, for real, what do you want to do this? You can leave voluntarily or shit, I'm going into jail for involuntary manslaughter.
Yo, y'all desperate dudes out there, like, come on, easy, man. It's not that serious, man. Stop stalking chicks coming to their house. Even on their windowsill, I see you. What the hell? What's going on? Fuck out of here, man.
Crazy, man. There's too many girls out there. Y'all could bring the McDonald's for a Happy Meal and they'll fuck you to be chasing. Man, this nigga's crazy.
You ain't lying. Tell them again. It's chicks that'll fuck you for free. You ain't even got a bottom of milk. Come on, man.
Exactly. Exactly.
Come on. You ain't even got a... It's too many chicks out here. They don't care if you got a girl, a wife, whatever. You could get at
exactly.
them. Ain't no need to be stalking me.
Yeah, don't.
See, that's
don't.
The thing, though. They always want their time, and they feel like if you're a model, like, they could do that.
That's
like,
weird.
You can't do
that. I'm going to have to send you a shirt, man. I'm going to have to send you a shirt, Kiki.
Yes, do that.
I got to send you. We're going to do the Lush Radio model calendar, right, and we're going to do the signing and all that. It's going to be crazy. We're working on the event, so stay tuned. Stay patient. We got like almost like 200 or so models right now that's following Lush Radio Girls International right now, and they from all over. But right now, these two models we have on the line are in the New York City area. So if you need to get at them, hit me up or hit them up, you know what I'm saying, on the Twitter or Facebook, you know what I'm saying. But hit me up at CEOLushRadioOnline@gmail.com if you need them for music and stuff like that. Kiki has been in straight stunting DVD, and also Chocolate Mistress has great several mixtapes and stuff like that, and she does sing and write her own. So I mean, we got so let me know what's cracking and let's get it. And we got Young Stacks on the line, Kiki. Young Stacks, Stacks Bundle's brother, little brother on the line right now.
Oh, that's the one that's laughing at me and stuff.
He ain't laughing.
We laughing with you.
Okay. Good answer.
That's what it is. But we're going to end the show off, man. It was a great show. You know what I'm saying? We got a lot of beautiful people on here. Stay tuned, man. We're working on some more big cast live on Lush Radio Online, man. And we turned all the way up. Shout out to the whole squad out there. Shout out to the Murder Mommies, First Lady L, I see you. DJ Envy, I see you. DJ Lazy K, I see you. Murder Baby, I see you. Frenchie 1017, I see you. We here, man. You know what I'm saying? K Slay, I see you. We in the Lush Radio Online, the whole squad. Your final thoughts, real quick. I'm going to let the ladies go first. Y'all want to send your final shout outs and your final thoughts? Kiki, go first.
Here you go. Here you go again.
See you, Kiki. Get up.
Nah, let me give a shout out. Let me give a shout out real quick. I got to give a shout out to my motorcycle club. I see you hating riders. We BK all day. I'm about to go get on my bike and go join the 401. So I must give a shout out. Much love to my I see you hating fam.
That's what it is. That's what it is. And Chocolate Misses.
I want to give a shout out to my Deck Entertainment family for holding me down. Cross, Aisha, Valencia, Kels, Future Guru, definitely thank you so much for all the love and support. Mwah.
That's what it is.
Kisses and stuff. Damn. I got people talking. I would have how to go first, or I would have knew how to do this shit.
Oh, damn.
Now that I just go. XOXOXO to everybody.
For real. Young Stacks, got your final goodbyes, fam.
Yeah, I wanted to say shout out to the whole Far Rock America. Shout out to Young Riot. Shout out to all the lovely ladies on the phone right now. Shout out to Lush Radio Online. I mean, just shout out to everybody out there doing their thing. Shout out to G Money. Shout out to Bugsy. Shout out to everybody.
That's what it is. G Money, your final goodbyes. Yeah. G Money, your final goodbyes. You there? Yeah, G Money, you there? You there? All right, okay. Buzzing your final good podcast, he had to step away and go get that money because he is G Money.
But, I know, that's right. Where he at? I'm going to have to be his stalker now.
It's a mess.
Buzzing, what's your final thoughts, man? What's your final goodbyes, man?
Oh, before I get my final thoughts, I got a request for that calendar. Can we get Chocolate Mrs. on May? Can we get her to do May? That's all I'm asking.
Nah, I got August, dog. I got August. I got August.
I need to look at her on my birthday come around, you know? But, you know, my shout-out to everybody that came through. Show love. Definitely shout-out to the man, Young Stacks, man, for doing what he do, man, making sure Big Brother name move on. Shout out to Genius. He just hit me up, told me he lost,
yeah,
lost the call going to the
back
airport.
On the line. I got cut off. What's good? What's good?
Hey, shit. Hey,
I'm
shit.
I'm trying to follow you on Twitter, D Money. Yeah, I'm trying to follow you.
I'm getting ready to get a Twitter now. No, I mean, I didn't even know nothing about no Twitter or none of that. So everybody keeps saying I need to get one. So I'm in the mix of getting one right now.
Oh, well, we're going to show tonight or tomorrow. I'm gonna call G Money up. We're gonna set him a Twitter either tonight or tomorrow. We're gonna get it popping. We're gonna get it done. I'm gonna let everybody know what his Twitter is so y'all can follow him and all that. Let's get it popping.
Oh yeah, yeah. Cause I'll be with everything all over the world. You know what I'm saying? I stay gone. You know, but
Big shout out to
everyone out there. You know, the young ladies on here, I heard that y'all models and everything, I got cut off and all that. You know, y'all, I'm proud of y'all. Do your thing. You know, y'all all beautiful. You know what I'm saying? Everybody days is numbered. You know, God give you your day to shine, but don't let none of the haters stop you because that's all they do. The haters are the devils. So when
now, we love our haters.
You,
yeah, you know,
I love it.
Tell
you
them,
know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And they also your big promoters, too. So, you know, whenever I hear
those
out there,
our biggest
love
fans.
That, you know what I'm saying? You know, so don't even get mad or nothing. Love that, you know what I'm saying? And then give them an autograph. You know?
I'm
like,
I'm about to
that's
give
what
them
it is.
I love the haters, you know what I'm saying? You know, like, people don't talk about nobody, people. If you're nobody and you ain't doing nothing, nobody don't talk about you. So they only talk about you when you're doing something, and you're doing something good, and you're doing something right. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
So, you know, love it. They're promoting you, whether you know it or not. So don't ever
they're our biggest
fan.
Exactly.
Bugsy, you said Genius said what, Bugsy? On the last
He said he was going through the airport. He lost signal and shit. He up in the airport, so that's how he got dropped through.
Yeah, I heard he said he was going to Trinidad and all that, man. Salute to that Trinidad and
Tobago,
man. Where Palau at, man? Bring me some Palau, yo. For real. Trinidad and Tobago, man. For real. But shout out
but
to
you.
Lush,
Lush.
You know,
huh?
This is to the models.
You
got
to
shout out at you know how you kill the hate and the disrespectful guys? Just ignore them. Don't say nothing at all, no matter what. Just don't say nothing.
Well, it's
kind of
hard.
Kill
it's going kind of hard. Tell them, Kiki, it's kind of hard when they play your
Yes. Look, we don't got no more. Look, man, this one, so we're going to have to do another show, man, off the haters. A whole nother show.
So we can play. I can put some of them on blast. Yeah, we're going to have to do another show about this.
I got a whole list of people you can put on blast, Lush. I got,
like, I got me
all
awesome for now. Look, now I'm ready to talk in the show about the end.
The whole warm-up suit.
Yeah, I had to warm up and stuff, you know.
Y'all crazy, but I implore everybody to definitely go and follow all my beautiful ladies at Lush Radio, Girls International. Follow Miss Kiki on Facebook. Follow Miss Chocolate Mrs. Follow G Money on Facebook. Follow Young Stacks on Twitter. Bugsy, the real Bugsy. Lush Radio Online, Future Ghoul 100, K Star Beauty, Ebenisha, Colombian Princess. The whole squad, man. Squad up. We out of here. Lush Radio Online, man. We do it for real, man. I don't bullshit. I tell you the truth, man. I don't do it for me. I do it for the people. I'm the people's voice. We are the people's voice. And I'm out of here. Keep winning, man. Get the fuck out of here. Good night.
They don't give a damn about you. Kick you in the face when you down.
Yeah.
So many people doubted me. Well, I'm on time. Look at me now.
Hey,
love the dead.